The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're live for our first District 6A showcase, and the Clay County teams are on the road in Gainesboro, where they've made the short trip down the Cumberland River to face Jackson County. Fourth-year head coach Matt Walker and his 9-6 Lady Bulldogs have won 8 of their last 10 games and are hitting their stride, while 20th-year head coach Rob Edwards and his 13-2 squad are putting together what's quickly becoming another stellar campaign. Tonight's opposition comes in the way of longtime head coach Jim Brown's 1-12 Lady Blue Devils, who have dropped 9 straight, and head coach Kevin Thomas and his 7-7 Blue Devils. We'll call it all for you here tonight as we prepare for the season's first Clash on the Cumberland.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Happy Sag and Ogre River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfasts, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina, and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time Rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. Folks, this is the Carquest pregame show and our very first Clay County basketball broadcast of this season. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll bring you the play-by-play action later tonight. Throughout the evening, we'll be joined by Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. For now, I'm accompanied by the network's analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Appreciate the introduction, Daniel. Feels good to have the headsets back on. I think we said that after the summer as we started our football season, and you know, we've been off now for a couple of months, and it's been a nice break, don't get me wrong, but it feels good to be sitting here saddled up to the broadcast table again.
It has been. It's been 2 months. Boys played into mid-November there. We've already had 15 basketball games that you're fixed to talk about a little bit, and we're right now getting into the meat of this season, though.
We are, and I'm excited about our District 6A showcase coverage, Daniel. We're going to carry 20 straight conference games here down the home stretch of the season. And, you know, that's what folks want to hear, this District 6A battles. You know, we've got one of the best districts in the state on both boys and girls basketball, and we're going to see some good action.
Very competitive top to bottom. Means a lot more this year. We'll talk about that throughout our broadcast. The District 6A tournament coming up here in a couple weeks. A little bit different seeding pattern. These games mean a lot each and every night.
They do, and like you say, a little bit more this time around. And, you know, this is a good way to kick off Season 3 of the Horizon Sports Network on the hardwood, Daniel. Even though it's a tough place to play and not really somewhere I like to be, we're in Gainesboro, the home of the Blue Devils.
Yeah, Coach Edwards, I know on the boys' side, he always talks about, regardless of how good his team is year in, year out, how bad they may be year in, year out, tough place to come.
Always is. And like you said in the opener, the Dogs are rolling again. They're ranked number 3 in the first AP poll that was released yesterday, actually, and they've only had 2 setbacks. And, you know, like you said, the Lady Dogs, they're kind of hitting their stride. They're finding their way. They do have 6 losses, but they've all come to teams with a total of 15 losses, Daniel. That's 6 teams. That's about 1 apiece. And, you know, a lot of them are even ranked high in the state, too.
Clark Range, Macon County, the likes of those programs.
Right, but this should be a good one to kick it off tonight, Daniel. But, you know, we wouldn't be able to do so without our sponsors, and we've got a long list of them just like we have every year. This is the 3rd year they've been with us here in basketball. We've got a couple new ones.
Yeah.
And we've got ones that's been here since the very beginning, and they make it all happen, and we can't thank them enough. And, of course, you know, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper that my family have been putting out for quite some time now. So we hope folks will also pick up the paper, follow up this broadcast of tonight's game in next week's newspaper, plus the ones to come on Friday and Saturday, which I'm sure we'll get into. You know, last week's paper chronicled a dozen games, Daniel. Both the boys and girls played 6 apiece over the holiday break, and we've been covering them all from the beginning in the newspaper also. So normally we would do our standard Delhalla Horizon weekly recap at this point, but there's no way we can go through 15 games tonight. So we'll discuss the season so far. You know, the stories have chronicled how the Dogs have got off to a 5-0 start, and we're rolling again. And then they had that little hiccup at Gordonsville.
Gordonsville, the big storyline for them, new head coach this year. Greg B. of Pickett County fame all those years ago, he's went down into Gordonsville and has single-handedly brought a new culture into that gymnasium down there. I listened to that game on the radio. It was a pretty raucous atmosphere down there when the Bulldogs got beat.
It was, and Coach Everett just talked about it, you know. For the past decade or maybe even longer, Daniel, you know, Gordesville hadn't beat us in a long time. Jackson County, they have, because they've got us down here on their home floor. Pickett County hadn't beat us in like 15, 16, I don't know, maybe more than that straight. So we get the best game from every district opponent every night out. So that was one of those cases there.
It was.
And then the other loss came Saturday, actually, just a few days ago in the Sergeant York finals. A tournament the Bulldogs have won two straight years, and they came close to it again this year. But I tell you what, York's a good team. Beat them on a last-second putback, the first game of the season, and this game didn't disappoint. It was the same way, but the Dragons came through and in.
Coach Edwards told me in that one, the home team, York Dragons, shot very well, hit a lot of shots that typically they may not make.
I agree. And, you know, Daniel, you'd think Coach Edwards would be kind of rebuilding this year. Lost seven seniors. Things like that. I remember back in November when I wrote the season preview, I called it a reload instead of a rebuild, and that's exactly what it is. You know, and Coach Everett somewhat agreed with that at the time, but he said there may be some misfires along the way, and we saw that at Gordonsville, of course. You know, but they're being led by two seniors, and that's Jake Ashlock, Mr. Do-It-All, and Mason Sharp, the sharpshooter. Ashlock's averaging 15.3 points a game, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists so far. He just does it all, Daniel, and he's the one, the go-to guy down the stretch in every game.
He is. We saw him take over games last year, and I know now this year even more so. Coach Edwards, during a discussion earlier today with him, was just talking about the intangibles he brings, speaking of Ashlock, just the mental leadership, kind of the court general, almost a second coach on the floor.
He is, and you're going to hear from him in our Inside the Locker Room segment. He was saddled up with Coach Edwards. And then the fellow senior, Mason Sharp, averaging double digits already tonight, and we know what he can do when he catches it on the perimeter. And then you got the young guys coming in. You got the junior, Gunner Silk, the floor leader, the defensive specialist. And then you have two sophomores starting, Jeffrey Spivey, who can really knock it down from the outside just like Sharp. He won the three-point shooting contest up there at the Sergeant York tournament. I think he's shot, I can't remember, almost 20 in about 30 seconds.
Wow.
So he's really putting them in. And then got to talk about Grant Strong, Daniel. He's a sensational sophomore. He's the leading scorer on the team, averaging 22 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. Like Ashlock, he's a general, kind of does it all at a young age.
He's went north of 30, I know, at least once this year. Something.
Career high 34 in the semifinals of the Sergeant York tournament, so he can put up the points.
Folks, that's something that Bulldog Nation got kind of spoiled when Tyreek Key was doing it night in, night out. That's hard to do.
It is.
And him to do it as a sophomore, he's really long, really agile, really quick, can play inside and out. Complete player.
He is. And, you know, Coach Everett's got a pretty good bench, too. You got the freshman Alec Kerr, the sophomore Eli Smith, freshman John Hamilton, and then Keaton Arms, another freshman that's really going to make an impact, just out with injury. So a lot of good players on this team, and Coach Everett has got a reloaded stable to play with.
He does. And I know me and you both have a great appreciation for what he brings to the squad. Coach Edwards, I'll say the best basketball coach in Tennessee, as far as my opinion goes, hard to beat.
Now, you can't dispute it. Let me talk about the Lady Dogs. They kind of had a different start. You know, the Dogs started 5-0. Lady Dogs started 1-4. Sounds bad, you know, but they lost to York, Cannon County, number one ranked Double A team, Macon County, number three ranked Clark Range. So there they are sitting at 1-4. But you got to look at the four losses, Daniel, against some great teams. But then they went on a six game winning streak, you know, beat the teams they should beat, and a couple of them maybe they shouldn't have. And then their last two losses came to the Kentucky State runner-up in the finals of the Lake Cumberland, the Holiday Hoops Classic up there in Somerset, Kentucky, where they finished second, and top five Cloudland in the semifinal at Sergeant York. So they're 9-6 right now after a big win over Maplewood in that consolation game.
Well, this is a team that has been finding their identity, finding who's going to do what. They lost almost 50 points a game with the exodus of Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms from last year. So the hierarchy kind of had to be set, and I think it's a process still going on a little bit for Coach Walker, and they're getting better each and every game.
They are, and like you said, the top two Lady Bulldog scorers of all time faced this team last year. So That's some pretty big shoes to fill, similar to what the Bulldogs have to fill with that senior class they had. And they're being led, Daniel, by a freshman, Briley Burchett. We've heard about her up through grade school, all the way up through junior high. We knew what she was going to bring, but I didn't really, honestly, you never know if it's going to translate that quick
right.
as a freshman. Briley Burchett's doing it. She's leading the team in scoring. She's got right at 14 points a game and 7 rebounds. Unfortunately, we've been without her. This will be the fourth game tonight.
And for those of you who may not know, she's a post player. Plays down there low, works hard, roots around there for rebounds, and she's doing it in the trenches, so to speak.
She is, and we miss her right now, even though the girls have played well without her. And then you got to talk about the junior duo of Katie Arms and Rachel Kopas. I know you mentioned them as that, and I kind of like that lingo, Daniel. I mean, these girls are the heart and soul of this team. You got Kopas pushing the pace out top, and you got Katie Arms pretty much doing it all. We see her getting a rebound inside. We see her getting a steal, making assists. And you see her take that initiative and score when she has to. Not saying she's not consistent at it, but she
right.
can take the ball, you can put it in her hands, and she can go win a game for you.
Well, somebody's going to do that, and that's what we talked about. That's gone now. Somebody had to replace that, and she's doing a good job of it. That pair, Rachel, a 3-year starter, Katie, a 2-year starter. Katie scored, I think, north of 30 once this year. She
mm-hmm.
she has had some big point games. Those two are really good, and just juniors.
All right, and a couple of those wins, you know, that were close. Rachel Kopas, 2 buzzer beaters over the weekend, Daniel. The first in the opening round of Sergeant York, and then the second in that big come-from-behind victory. It came from 17 points down against Maplewood. And then you got Ashlock, Marley Ashlock, the junior, and Eliza Jenkins, the sophomore, has been filling out the starting lineup most of the year, playing really good ball. And then you got the senior, Kelsey Roten, sophomores, Lauren Weaver, Zoe Hayes, and Cherokee Upton. And then, you know, coach is playing a lot of people. Isabella Hell, she's been starting in the absence of Briley Burchett down low, doing really well. Abby Head and several others. Hannah Raines, a lot of people getting a lot of time on Coach Walker's team right now.
Part of that process, I think, of figuring out who are we, you know, who can I depend on, what do we need to do. Would love to talk some more about those girls in greater detail, but I think we may be going a little long on this
show. We are, but, you know, we've got a whole half a season to talk about, so it's hard not to. But, folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more, just like we talked about tonight and more in-depth in our next broadcast, out of the Dale Hall Horizon, if you'll just pick up a copy each week. I also want to ask you to remind your friends we're on air tonight. Copy the link at the top of the page. Send it to them. Post it on Facebook. Do what you can for us. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County basketball against Jackson County here in Gainesboro on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, and it's time for By the Bulldog History, brought to you by Happy Sack and Obie River Markets. To begin with, let's take a look at the championship history of tonight's teams. The Jackson County Lady Blue Devils have advanced to 18 state tournaments. Their most recent trip was in 2014, and they have a tournament record of 37-10. They've captured 5 state runner-ups and 8 state championships. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs have made 10 state tournament appearances, most recently in 2012. Their tournament record is 13-9. They have 4 state runner-ups and 1 state championship. Now we'll look at the series history between the teams over the past decade. The teams have met 27 times in the past 20 years. Clay County is 7-20 against the Lady Blue Devils during that time. However, the Black and Gold currently hold a 3-game win streak in the series. Something that it's been a while since we can say we've had 3 in a row over them.
Yeah.
I looked to have another one tonight. We'll go ahead now and jump to the boys' side. We've got some individual stats, but we'll share those the next time we play Jackson County. We're going to look at the boys' team's championship history. Jackson County Blue Devils have made 5 state tournament appearances, most recently being in 2008. And their tournament record is 0-5. They have never won in Murfreesboro. The Clay County boys have made 9 state tournaments, most recently in 2018. The Bulldogs have a 3-9 tournament record and have claimed 1 state runner-up. Concerning the series with the Blue Devils over the past decade, Coach Edward Squires have met them 26 times in the last 10 years, and the Bulldogs are heavily in favor of that one, 20 wins to only 6 losses against the Blue Devils during that span. The Black and Gold do ride a 2-game win streak in the series into tonight's action. We'll go ahead and continue something we started last year on our broadcast during the Battle Bulldog History segment. We're going to share information about a female Hall of Fame member in Clay County and also a male. And the females, we advanced through the first 2 classes. We're cracking into the 3rd class. I want to speak now about Sonia Smith. She was one of the finest players from the Joe Sims era, playing from 1989 through 1992. Smith was an excellent guard who excelled individually and also played on teams that advanced to 4 consecutive sub-state appearances and the school's first ever state tournament her senior year. And during that state tournament appearance, they came home with a state runner-up. In her career, Sonia scored 1,236 points, hit 109 three-pointers, tallied 404 assists, pulled down 564 rebounds, and amassed 430 steals. Thomas, she's among the all-time top 10 in all of those categories. That's a well-rounded player.
It is. You know, you see, and she did it from her point guard position, you know. Coach Sims could tell you it's hard to score from that position when you're feeding other people with all those other numbers she has there. But just an all-around player, pulling down a rebound and giving an assist and scoring points and getting steals. That means you're greedy and you played hard. And not to say she wasn't talented, but she had that fire.
I agree 100%. On the male side, we're going to talk about the legendary John Teeples. Thomas, we think a lot of times of football when we talk about Coach Teeples. I'm going to let you share a little information here, and then we'll elaborate a little more on just how important he was.
Well, you do think about football just because the Clay County High School football field is named after him, John Teeples Field. But, Daniel, he had an award named after him for basketball, and he was a head coach in every sport at CHS, Salina High School, from 1955 until he retired from coaching in 1970. You know, football teams won 5 conference championships, and he went to 5 bowl games. And he won 3 district girls basketball titles, so you got to think about that. We know about Coach Sims and his prowess for the girls. Coach Teeples is the one who kind of got it started. They won district basketball titles for the boys and the girls in 1964, and he coached 14 players who went on to become head coaches in various sports. You know, I don't think I've ever read that there. That's another tremendous thing for Coach Teeples, including 1 college coach. And he also served as an elementary school principal, Daniel, and he's the legendary John Teeples.
He is, and I think what epitomizes that the most is that comment about having 14 players who advanced on to be coaches themselves. They took those lessons that he shared and passed them on down. I personally heard people talk about Coach Teeples was a father to them, and maybe they didn't have one. Coach Teeples just arguably the greatest citizen of Clay County in the last century, you know.
He wasn't just known for sports.
Right. Everybody loved him. And he was doing this without assistants. He was head coach in multiple sports without assistant coaches during this time. Just what a wonderful legacy that he left behind him. So we were very honored and pleased to share information about Sonia Smith, who was in the 3rd Hall of Fame class for Clay County, and John Teeples, who was in that 1st class for the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. And this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfast, quick lunch, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
FDIC.
You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dave Log Homes, right here at their home in Hermitage Springs.
Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfast, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place. Look for Kitsy standing tall in downtown Salina, and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Axlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next, we'll hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker. Preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims. Hear a final word before tip-off and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network. Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Bulldog locker room with head coach Rob Edwards, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Visit EcoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Dave Log Homes, right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County, heading downriver to Jackson County tonight, where the 13-2 Dogs will take on the 7-7 Blue Devils, hoping to remain unbeaten in District 6A play. I'm here with head coach Rob Edwards and senior forward Jake Ashlock for this edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room. Guys, I just messed up. You have lost a district game, so you can't remain unbeaten in district play. We'll get into that in just a minute. It's good to catch up with you both, though, for the first time this season.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Happy to be here, Thomas. Happy to be here.
Sorry, had to remind you of that right off the bat there, Coach.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up.
Yeah. But your team's been playing pretty good, to say the least. You just had the two losses, the one we just discussed versus Gordonsville, the hiccup, I'm going to call it. And you've had a good showing over Christmas break, too, Coach.
We have. We've played, for the most part, we've played pretty consistently from the very first game. You know, the Gordonsville game, I don't want to call it a letdown, but I didn't feel like we played our best game, and I felt like they played really good. The loss the other night to York, you know, we play York 10 times, it's probably 5-5.
Right.
I just think York's a quality team, and they shot it really well, and we missed some easy ones down the stretch, and they pulled away from us.
And besides the losses, Jake, you guys had some good wins, too. You beat a Southwestern Kentucky team for the Lake Cumberland Hottie Hoops Classic title. And then, Northview Academy, they weren't bad either up there in York.
We played some good teams over Christmas break.
And you got to go back to that Southwestern game. I thought that one was kind of one that you shined in among many already this season, Jake, but kind of mano-a-mano with that guy in the paint.
Yeah, he's a tough matchup. We were battling all game, and then So at the end, I got the best of him.
You sure did, and it was a good win against a solid team, wasn't it, Coach?
It was. Southwestern's a quality team, and probably the guy that Jake was guarding, probably the best post player, maybe the best post player we face all season. So, you know, Jake did a good job on him there and held him in the second half pretty good, got the better of him.
He did, and, you know, this guy, Ashlock, he's kind of been your go-to guy, Coach, down the stretch. We've seen a lot of good play from other guys, which we'll get into in a moment, but when the game's on the line, you put it in Ashlock's hands.
Well, it's what you expect from a guy that's, you know, started for 3 years and played a lot as a freshman, and he's seasoned veteran, and these other guys, along with myself, we expect him to make plays at the end of the game.
Jake, it's got to feel good. The coach has got that confidence in you, but has to bring a little pressure, too.
Yeah, it feels real good that everybody's relying on me, but I like the pressure, and I'm ready to do it.
So far, you've thrived in it, and, you know, people are taking notice, too, Jake. The first AP poll came out this week. You're ranked number third to open the new year. Though Coach probably doesn't want me to mention that, but there's some expectations about this team, even though you lost seven seniors last year.
Yeah, we're not really worried about the rankings. The only rankings we're worried about is the district and then onto the state tournament.
Well, there's a lot of other people that are, and I think they're taking notice again, Coach. And you've kind of put us there. We've been ranked for several years now, you know, four straight state tournaments, that kind of thing. So you got the target on your back again.
It seems so, Thomas, you know, but these guys they're up for the task, you know. We just go to practice every day and work and try to get better, and we don't worry about you know, what kind of trophy we're going to get for being third in the first AP poll, because I don't think there is one.
Haven't seen one yet. Besides Jake, Coach, you know, you got a few other players. Fellow senior Mason Sharp really stepped up, averaging double figures, and you got some young guys too. Point guard Gunner Silk, Jeffrey Spivey's playing some good minutes for you. But you got to talk about the sophomore Grant Strong. He's your leading scorer right now, doing it all for you.
He is. You know, like you said, you know, Mason's played a big role, and we expect him to make shots. Again, as another one of those seniors, you know, we expect to make shots in the clutch. And Gunner, we expect him to – he's our best defender night in and night out. And, you know, Jeff does a good job guarding and rebounding for us. And, you know, he's subject to have a breakout game at any time. I expect him to break out any time.
One three-point contest up there.
He did.
We know he can shoot.
Yeah, he made 19 threes in a minute. Or something like that. So, you know, we know he can shoot it, but waiting for him to have that breakout game for his sophomore season. But, yeah, Grant's our leading scorer, and Grant does a great job of making the right play. You know, he probably three or four assists a game to go along with the 22 points a game and six, seven rebounds a game. You know, he's just he's come along. He's really matured, and, you know, I can see a lot of maturation in him from game one until right now. So we're expecting big things from him in the future too.
Besides your classmate Jake Mason, which I know you've grown up with, played with all your life, and then you got these young guys coming in, what's it been like to kind of bring them along and make this team gel? You got some talent behind you.
There's some real talent behind us. We've had talent for a long time. It's nice to have them here. Me and Mason, we just try to take on the leadership role and show them how Clay County basketball is played.
Well, you've seen it being played at the highest level, and you're passing that along, and we're looking forward to what you guys can do. And you know, tonight, Coach, like you said before, you got to throw records out the window. You know, Jackson County's 500. You guys are ranked third in the state. Been a tough place to play down there on the river the last few years.
It has for us. Traditionally, it's always been tough. Even when they weren't a district foe, you know, it was tough going down there and playing. And I think after the Gordonsville game, I think maybe we understand that we're going to get everybody's best game. We're going to get Jackson County's best game tonight. You know, I think we're 18-5 in the last 10 years against them.
Right.
And, you know, I've gotten to where I looked that up to tell these guys how dominant we've been over the last decade, at least, over all these district teams, and that goes back to how badly these guys on the other teams want to beat you.
Right.
So I think they're beginning to understand that we can't take a night off. We've got to, regardless of record, we've got to play. We've got to show up and give it everything we have every night.
Jake, I'd be willing to bet those five losses probably came in Gainesboro. It's kind of been an Achilles heel for us playing down there.
Guarantee it.
But, you know, there'd be nothing like coming in here and getting a win from the Blue Devils. Love the satisfaction of beating Jackson County, and I'm saying you're looking forward to that too.
Yes, sir.
It runs in our blood, I think, to be Blue Devil haters.
Always.
Can't get him to say much on that, Coach. But it's going to be a good one tonight, another conference matchup. Looking forward to it, guys. Appreciate you sitting down and talking with us today, and look forward to doing it the rest of the year here on the Horizon Sports Network. Good to have you, Jake.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
And good luck tonight.
All right. Thanks, Thomas.
This has been Inside the Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Rob Edwards, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Visit EcoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels. Engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes, right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Echo Panels of Tennessee. Visit EchoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County, traveling to Jackson County tonight, where the 9-6 Lady Dogs will take on the 1-12 Lady Blue Devils, hoping to get to 4-1 in District 6A play. I'm here with Head Coach Matt Walker and Senior Guard Kelsey Roten for this edition of Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room. Appreciate you both taking the time for the first time this season, Coach.
Appreciate it. Good to have you guys back again.
We're looking forward to it. Good to have you, Kelsey.
Good to be on here.
You know, your Lady Bulldog team kind of got off to a rough start, Coach. 1-4 to start the season, but it was against some good competition. And then they rebounded with 6 straight wins before they had a couple of setbacks over the weekend and the holiday tournaments. But they all kind of came against really good teams, I think, Coach.
Yeah, all 6 of our losses have been really, really good teams. Like I seen, were you posting on Twitter that our opponents are 72-15, the teams we've lost against.
Right.
And, of course, Pickett, we got them on our schedule Friday, and they're ranked 3rd in the state. Clark Range is, I think, 3rd, and Pickett's 4th. And then you got the defending runner-up from Southwestern Kentucky, and then Cloudland's ranked in the top 10 in the state in single A as well. So they've all been really good teams.
Well, you know, we've always known that girls basketball in this part of the country is some of the best around. There's no doubt about that, and you've seen that so far this season, haven't you, Kelsey?
Yes, sir. We've played some really good teams. They've all been good competitively, especially offensively and defensively. That's not something that we're used to.
Right. And you touched on Southwestern, you know, defending state Kentucky runner-up, and gave them, you know, a pretty good shot there, and had a shot at your first title of the season, Coach. Just came up short.
It's hard to play in Kentucky. I don't know about those Kentucky tournaments.
Right, right. Well, like we talked about, you had six straight wins and played really well, and got a lot of people contributing, including your lone senior, Kelsey Roten. Talk about her a little bit.
Well, this is a fun team to coach. You never know who's going to step up from night to night, and thought Kelsey was outstanding the last game. Went down there and dug a couple steals out. Her pressure on the ball, she just kind of drove Maplewood crazy.
She did, and we haven't touched on that. It was just for third place in the Charger York tournament, but that had kind of a district tournament type atmosphere. You got down 17, Kelsey, against a Maplewood team. I think Coach maybe lost a couple games at that point. Really good team. Talk about that comeback, and I'm sure it felt good to be a part of it.
It was. It felt really good just to contribute to your team without having to score, and I thought that whenever we finally calmed down after halftime and realized that we could dig back together, we just figured out what we needed to bring to the table. If it was just me coming in for a defensive stop and letting Marley come in and make a good shot or whatever needed to be done for us to get that win, that it was really important to us.
It was, and it was a team effort. Again, down 17, but they held the Lady Panthers to 14 second-half points, Coach, and like I said, a lot of it came from this young lady sitting beside you.
Yeah, out of those 14, I don't know how many was actually free throws. I don't think they made more than maybe one or two shots from the field. A lot of them was just kind of free throws late. And Kelsey, just her intensity and her leadership, she's always going to do things the right way. I loved her defensive intensity. I thought that really sparked us.
I'll have to agree with you. And, you know, your coach has said you kind of set the example for your teammates, Kelsey, as a leader of this team. Maybe not by being on the floor all the time, but by your work ethic and things of that nature. Have you accepted that role and kind of brought this young team along?
I think that they just need somebody to look up to, and sometimes we don't get off to the best start. We have a really bad time, even in practices, getting stuff going. So I think that just me kind of encouraging them and telling them that we can do it or just trying to push them really goes a long way with them, just getting their endurance up and their energy to do it and their want to.
I agree. And, Coach, you touched on it in the newspaper when we started the season in the preview. What's Kelsey Roten mean to this team in that regard?
Her leadership, number one. You know, Kelsey's always going to be in the right spot. She knows where to go in practice and in different positions. I know sometimes she's playing the four in games and practices, and that's kind of – she's probably the smallest four in the state, but she's going to be in the right spot. She's going to box out every time. She's going to dive on the floor. And I think she stole it from Maplewood's big 6'2 center there once.
Right.
Her along with Lauren just got in there and gritted some stuff out for us. So Kelsey's been a great example for our team. On the court, off the court, in the classroom. I think she's probably going to be, top two or three in your class and just does things the right way.
Right. And one of those young players that she's kind of helped along and has came in and made an immediate impact, and that's the freshman, Briley Burchett, Coach. And, you know, you guys played without her over the weekend in that Maplewood game, and that even shows how much your other players stepped up.
Yeah, a lot of young talent. That's kind of what I told the girls in the locker room. I said, you take one of the starters and one of the better players off any team in our district, and they really, really struggle. And we had a chance to go 3-0 up at the York tournament without our leading scorer.
Right.
And Isabella Hale, another freshman, come in and played outstanding. You know, she's shocked me from day one from how much she's improved in the summer to now. Isabella played great. Lauren Weaver came off the bench and played huge, playing a lot bigger girls and held her own and saved us on the defensive end a couple times. Just different people coming and making contributions. Cherokee Upton coming off the bench. She played great up at Somerset. It's made some shots for us. Our bench is really, really good.
They are. And, Kelsey, we mentioned a lot of players, but two we haven't mentioned, and that's the junior duo of Rachel Kopas and Katie Arms. They've kind of settled in as, you know, the two second-leading scorers of this team. You can count on them. Down the stretch, can't you?
Yeah, I think that they are good with their leadership, too. They try to get stuff started in the games the right way, and I feel like they have their own type of leadership also.
And Rachel really finished for you twice, Coach. Two buzzer beaters last week.
Yeah, it was fun. Rachel's made a lot of shots at the buzzer this season. We've kind of went to her when the shot clock's winding down because you know she's going to make a play. and Katie would have had a buzzer beater of her own if I hadn't called timeout. So just the way it goes sometimes.
It is. Things happen. And we've mentioned a lot of names. And tonight, you're going to need them all, Coach. It's a game you're supposed to win, but sometimes they're the toughest ones to get a W in.
Yeah. The girls was asking yesterday, how good are they? And my comment to them is they're going to beat somebody this year. They're going to beat somebody in our district. The Gordonsville just beat them by like 6 or 8. It was a very, very close game with Gordonsville, and we just barely beat Gordonsville. So Jackson County should have beat Trousdale. I think it was a 61-60 game. So they're going to beat somebody in our district this year. We just hope it ain't us.
Right. Kelsey, how do you keep the right mindset going in what is like a trap-type game, as we say? You're supposed to win it. How do you keep the momentum going here?
I just hope for the best, but maybe expect the worst. I just try to make sure that I'm going to hope that we do our best, but I'm going to come down to maybe the fact that the refs are going against us and we're not hitting that night, and I'm just trying to expect that, but hope for the best.
Well, I think that's a good mindset, and, hope you take a run at it tonight. And I want to thank you both for taking the time to talk with us today. First year we've done basketball players, Coach, and I'm looking forward to having all of them in here this year. And good luck tonight against the Lady Blue Devils.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker, brought to you by Echo Panels of Tennessee. Visit echopanelsoftn.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Back here live at Jackson County High School, folks, getting ready for tip-off, and we are going to do a quick Tipsy's final take, the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Bobby's Place. Thomas, what about it?
Well, Daniel, before we get into Tipsy, I want to say it's a pleasure to have Coach Sims back. We talked about his accomplishments. You know, this guy over here knows just a little bit about Clay County basketball or Solana High School basketball and really basketball all across the Upper Cumberland. It's a pleasure to have you back here, Coach. Coach, this team's kind of gelled here lately. They got off to a rough start, 1-6 in a row, but had a pretty good showing over the holidays. What's your take on them? He's not
mute. Are you lying on? Yeah, hit that right there.
Okay, I was saying, they lost four early there, but they were some really quality teams, I think. Three of them were double-A teams. Of course, Macon County ranked number one in the state. Probably won the games they should have, but I really thought they made a good showing in both the tournaments during Christmas, winning 2 out of 3 at both of them. I was able to go see them play one day at each tournament, and I thought they played pretty well. Of course, they're missing their really only true post player right now with little Burchett being out, but maybe she'll be back Friday night. But hopefully we can, get by this Jackson County group without her.
Jackson County a little down this year. We'll talk about them through the broadcast, folks. That has been a quick Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Bobby's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We'll go ahead and move the Subway Girls starting lineups. For Clay County, it'll be junior number 24, Katie Arms, junior number 20, Rachel Copas, junior number 22, Marnie Ashrock, sophomore number 11, Liza Jenkins, and freshman number 40, Izzy Hale. For Jackson County, a senior number 5, Abby Poston, a junior number 11, Erica Davidson, a junior number 22, Nikki Raglan, a freshman number 24, Lakeman Agee, and a junior number 30, Lily Chaffin. Those have been the girls starting lineups brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do. Folks, we are here in Gainesboro, Tennessee. Clay County Lady Bulldogs on the floor waiting for the host school to come out. The Lady Bulldogs wearing black jerseys tonight with gold numerals are the visiting team. Jackson County wearing all white jerseys with blue numerals. They are the home team. Clay County going to be scoring on the goal to our right during this first quarter. Jackson County going to be scoring to the goal on our left during this first quarter. And the Lady Blue Devils do have control of the tip. Ball's out top in the hands of Davidson. She swings it over right wing to Agee. Agee tries to go inside to Chapin. She can't do it. It's knocked away. Ball picking up by Copas. Here she comes. Free throw range jumper no good. Got your own rebound. Does Copas. She wants to drive. Has the ball stolen from her. She regains control. Kicks it over to Eliza Jenkins at left wing. She eyes the rim, dribbles to her left, kicks it back out to Copas, top of the key, and the Lady Bulldogs reset. Copas drives baseline around, layup good for two. State County in front, Irving. Copas continuing to do a good job driving to the hoop, Coach.
Yeah, she is. That's kind of her bread and butter this year. I mean, she can shoot some threes. I've seen her hit several threes, but she's pretty good at taking it to the hole.
Lady Blue Devils drive down. Nikki Ragland with it at right blocker. Jumper no good. Rebound by Copas. Copas quickly to Katie Arms. She goes baseline. Jumper no good. Well defended by Erica Davidson. Davidson comes up with the loose ball after the Arms miss. And the head coach Jim Brown and his Lady Blue Devils in possession back on their end of the court. Ball's at right wing with Ragland. She hands off to Davidson, who's defended by Arms. Davidson hands off to Agee. Agee back to Poston. Poston to Davidson at left wing. Good ball movement on the perimeter by the Lady Blue Devils. A three-pointer taken and hit by Nikki Ragland, the junior. And the home team in front of the visiting Lady Bulldogs, 3-2 early.
Looks like they might have a shooter or two, Coach.
Yeah, they may.
Jackson County went defeated last year, so to speak, did not win a contest.
That's right.
And they have won only one game this year. Been a long dry spell for this Lady Blue Devil basketball team. We talked about how over the last 10 seasons, we've only beaten them 7 times. We're 7-20 in the last 10 years in 27 meetings with them. Doing a three-game series win streak, and that is every early as we see Erica Davidson add two more for Jackson County. Lady Blue Devils in front, 5-2, 5:15 ticking in the first quarter. Copas with it at the free throw line, kicks down to Arms, left wing. Arms drives into the paint. She'll be fouled, I believe, by Lily Chaffin, the junior. It is against Chaffin, her first foul of this contest.
You know, we've seen Katie Arms take that initiative this year, Coach, driving the lane, not just the shooting
from
outside.
Yeah, she's had some really good scoring games. I think the last game at Jamestown, she had 26 or 27.
She's kind of filled that void left behind by Arms, Kenzie Arms, that is, and Taylor Strong, who were averaging 45, 50 points a game to play
them. There's been a few games, you know, she hadn't gotten near that many, but, she's got a score for us to be, you know, play with the good teams.
We do see a turnover by the Lady Bulldogs over and back, trying to inbound the ball. It went over the head of the person. They tipped it, ended up picking it up in the backcourt, and the penalty was called there against them. Lady Blue Devils in possession. Davidson top of the key. She hands off to Chaffin. Chaffin at left wing kicks it over to Ragland, who's at the top of the key. She dribbles. Hands off to Poston. Poston fires a three. No good. Rebound. Izzy Hale, the freshman. Hale kicks off to Jenkins. Eliza brings it across half court. Top of the key. Drives inside. 4-foot jumper. Good. Your score now, Jackson County 5, Clay County 4. 4:55 and ticking here in this opening quarter. Maybe full court man going here by Coach Walker.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Katie Arms has a foul called against her in the backcourt. She was applying good pressure to Erica Davidson with that full court man defense. She is called for the personal, though. That's going to be her first of the contest, Clay County's first team foul. Jackson County inbound, posting with it in the backcourt, crosses the timeline. Takes her time at the top of the key. Kicks it over to right wing to the hands of Chaffin. Chaffin back to Poston, left wing, who's defended by Marley Ashlock. Davidson now, top of the key. Good ball movement still. Kicks it over to right wing to Ragland. She's defended by Copas. Chaffin with it now, left wing, defended by Jenkins. Bit of a chess match here. Girls trying to gain position. 4:15 and ticking. Lady Blue Devils in front, 5-4. Now the pressure applied. Copas left her girl, tried to come over and help out. Neasy Hale's going to have a foul called against her. She was moving her feet as Davidson tried to drive to the basket. Second team foul for the Lady Bulldogs. Izzy Hale's first. Coach, do you know anything about the Hale girl? She's from Hermitage Springs, a freshman.
Not really. I've seen her play a little this summer. I saw her play a little couple of times when I went to camp, and seemed like she's, you know, got potential to be a pretty good post player. Got good size and moves pretty well.
I know she's a smart girl, has good academics in the classroom.
Of course, I know her mother pretty well, but...
Well, Hale got her first start in the Sergeant York opener right up there, and scored double figures in her debut. So if you get it in the post to her, Coach, you can put it in the basket.
Well, that's what you need.
Lady Bulldogs force a turnover on the inbound play. It was a five-second call. They have possession now. Copas, left wing, post and defender. Copas drives to free throw range at the left elbow. Jumper no good. Touched last by the Lady Blue Devils. It goes out of bounds. Head coach Matt Walker up. He's in his fourth year as head coach after Coach Sims decided to step down for good. Ball is inbounded. Hale with it. Left elbow. Works her way to right elbow. Hands off to Copas. Copas drives from the top of the key. Kicks it out to Marley Ashlock, who dishes off to Katie Arms. Arms drives. Spins. Goes to left block. Shots up. No good. She was fouled. We'll have to see who the foul was against. I believe Chaffin, which would be her second if that's right. Actually going to be number 24, Lakeland Agee. Lady Blue Devils have two team fouls. That was Agee's first. Arms at the line to shoot two. Knocks down the first one. Arms developed into a really good basketball player.
Yeah, she has.
You coached her mother back in the day, I know.
Yeah, I had her 1 year. My first year was her senior year.
Arms knocks them both down. Jackson County inbounds. Full court man still. Arms defends Davidson in the backcourt. Davidson walks her way across the timeline before Arms steals it. She's going to have the easy layup and hits it. Katie Arms taking control here. Lady Bulldogs in front, 8-5. They did trail 5-2 at one point. Now it's 8-5. Jackson County with it. Davidson top of the key. Lauren Weaver is checked into the contest. She defends Davidson. Davidson gets past her, dishes off to Lakeland Agee, and Agee puts it in. Agee, a freshman, playing for head coach Jim Brown. 8-7 now the score. Lady Bulldogs in front. Weaver with it, right wing. Hands off to Copas. Copas shoots a three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Izzy Hale. Her putback, no good. And here we see Kelsey Roten, the senior substitute, who's in down on the floor, creating a jump ball. Good hustle by her. Coach Walker goes to his bench again. We see Cherokee up to go to the scorer's table to check in. And Izzy Hale's going to come off on the floor for the Lady Bulldogs. I see sophomores, Cherokee Upton and Lauren Weaver, senior Kelsey Roden, and the junior duo of Rachel Copas and Katie Arms. Lady Blue Devils with the basketball. 2.5 minutes remain here in the first quarter. Bay County in front, 8-7. Ball's thrown out of bounds. Defensive pressure successful for Clay County, and it's another turnover. Weaver's going to inbound the Copas.
As a senior, Kelsey Roten, Coach, you had a good stint right there in that Maplewood win late, caused some ruckus, a few steals, and you see it again there.
I didn't see that game.
Maplewood, a very physical team. Several of their girls fouled out in the final minutes. They played so rough. Copas knocks it down. Long three-pointer from right wing. A beauty of a shot for the junior point guard. We're under 2 minutes to play here in this opening quarter. Lady Bulldogs in front, 11-7. Clay County 9-6 on the season. Jackson County 1-12. However, Jackson County playing pretty good here at home so far.
You know, they hadn't won but one game, but I think they're a lot more competitive than they were last year. Kevin Bray, the boys assistant, told me that last year their margin of getting beat was 40 points, and this year it's only 20 points, so they've improved tremendously from last year.
I remember watching them calling that game last year. They look a lot better on the floor, do they not?
Yeah, I think they do.
Davidson with it, right wing for the Lady Blue Devils. She's defended by Copas. Picks up her dribble, tries to dish off, does hand off. It looks like that's going to be Chaffin. Chaffin to Poston. Poston in the paint, kicks it out to Agee. Agee fires. That shot no good from three-point land. Actually, it was Ragland on the shot. And we're going to have another jump ball. This one's going to go in favor of the black and gold.
Good job by Cherokee Upton down low to tie that one up, Daniel. Didn't hardly get position on the rebound, but grabbed it as it caromed off.
Copas dribbles across the timeline. I see freshman number 44, Abby Head, in for Coach Walker. As Copas drives to the hoop and scores, also draws the foul. She's got a lot better at finishing those drives.
Yes, she has. She's a really good player.
This is Coach Walker's stapled ball screen at the top of the key for Rachel Copas. She crossed over. Weaver set the screen, got the edge, and put it in, and got the horn too, Daniel.
Minute 23 here left in the first quarter. Copas to fire the and one, and she completes that three-point play the old-fashioned way. Jackson County inbound currently. Lady Bulldogs have doubled up the Lady Blue Devils, 14-7 the score, a minute 20 and ticking in this opening quarter. Poston crosses the timeline, defended by Cherokee Upton. Dishes off to Katie Thompson. Thompson defended by Weaver, hands it off. Pretty good matchup on the floor between Weaver and Thompson, both of them pretty tall girls. Davidson now has her pocket picked by Arms. Arms can't hang on, though. Thompson comes up with it, hits the 12-foot jumper. Kind of ended up with a loose ball there and made the jump shot. Under a minute to play, opening quarter. Clay County 14, Jackson County 9. Abby Head, top of the key, into the paint, tries to hand off to Weaver. Ball's deflected. Looks like it must have went off Weaver's fingertips out of bounds. Jackson County takes possession. We see a lot of young girls on the floor. A freshman, Zoe Hayes, has checked in, another sophomore. We still have sophomores Weaver and Upton on the floor. They're accompanied by Katie Arms, the junior. Abby Head comes up with a steal. She drives down, half a minute to play in the opening quarter. Tries to go to Weaver again in a lot of traffic. Not the best of choices with the ball. It goes off her hands. Weaver could have been fouled. No whistles blow, though. 28.9 seconds on the clock. We've talked in our pregame show, Coach, about how Coach Walker's played a lot of girls this year. Trying to find a lineup he likes, trying to find out who's going to step up and be ball players.
Yeah. Yeah, most games that I've seen, he's played 10 or 11 at least.
Jackson County with the basketball. Raglan left wing, back to post and top of the key. 10 seconds and ticking. They're playing for the last shot. Ball's in the hands of AG right wing. She double dribbles. Clay Kenny now with 5.1 seconds on the clock. Going to have an opportunity to get the last shot. Weaver checks out. As it looks like Copas checks back in. Zoe Hayes going to inbound to Copas. Copas going to have the opportunity to shoot it herself if she wants to. 3 seconds. Two. Now one. Copas in the paint. Jumper up. No good. First quarter's over. 14-9 your score. Clay County in front. Bye bye.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hayden Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here at Jackson County High School, where Clay County leads 14-9 at the end of the heading into the second quarter, and Katie Arns puts in another, make it 16, Daniel.
Adds two more. Go ahead with your seven. You're going to do it on the first quarter.
I was going to say Rachel Copas has got 8 first quarter points pacing the Lady Bulldogs.
Arms now trying to catch up with her. She did hit that layup. Jackson County back in possession. Nice rebound by Izzy Hale down the paint. Hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins quickly across the timeline. She's at left wing. Tries to hand off to Arms, and just not a good decision there. Sloppy ball handling as the Jackson County's number 22, Nikki Raglan, came up with that steal. Davidson, top of the key. She runs the point for the Blue Devils. She's defended by Katie Arms, and we have a foul called. And, Coach, that's pretty ticky-tacky.
Yeah, they'll call it about every time. Oh, you body somebody like that, they'll call it.
Second on Katie Arms.
Second personal. That's true. She's moving her feet. I guess I was looking at it from a physicality standpoint.
You really don't want to see it called, but they'll call it 99 times out of 100.
Might as well go ahead and not do it then. Davidson at the top of the key, defended by Zoe Hayes, who checks in for Arms, who with two personals does come to the bench to see it. Marley Ashok swats the ball out of bounds. Actually, last touch by Jackson County because they signal black and gold basketball, as we mentioned here in this first half of play. Clay County scoring at the hoop to our right. Jackson County at the hoop to our left. Copas with it. Top of the key. Defended by Poston. Drives right elbow. Dishes off to Jenkins, who fires a left-handed three and knocks it down.
Shot.
Jenkins, a defensive specialist last year as a freshman, starting to become more involved offensively.
Yeah. Yeah, she's getting over the being shy about shooting the ball.
Jackson County with the basketball. Raglan, top of the key. 6.5 minutes to play in the first half. Clay County in front, 19-9. Shot put up by AG, no good. Goes off the foot of Jenkins. It's going to be Jackson County basketball. They'll inbound from beneath their own goal.
You talk about Eliza. She's kind of known for her defense more than she is her scoring, but she has put up some points in the last few games. Like Coach said, she doesn't care to shoot it. And eventually, you know.
She's in double figures one game, I know of.
Double figures one game, Coach Stout. Foul is going to be called against Izzy Hale. And that's going to put number 24, Lakeland Agee, a freshman at the line for Jackson County. Her team trails 19-9 and still do so as she misses her first. 6:32 to play here in the second quarter. Lady Bulldogs in front 19-9. They're trying to get to 10-6 on the year. They're currently in a pretty good position in the district. They're 3-1. I think that puts them tied for third place. 6:25 and ticking. AG misses both. Copas now at the other end is going to be fouled as she put up a shot from right block. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Five is going to be called against Poston for Jackson County. Looks like five team fouls for the Lady Bulldogs, four for the Lady Blue Devils as Copas knocks down her first one. Copas had a buzzer beater winner there against Maplewood.
Yeah, that's what they said. Well, she did against that first game up there too, didn't she?
Had two different ones,
yeah.
That's right. Two out of three games won by Rachel Copas with buzzer beater shots as she knocks down the second to put her team in front 21-9. And we start to see Clay County stretch out a little here. Another turnover by Jackson County. They played good during that first quarter, and now maybe fatigue setting in a little bit. We've played probably 10 girls. Coach Brown's played six at the most, and he's wanting a full timeout. Folks, 6:17 left in the second. Clay County in front, 21-9.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was born. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Salina. Back here live in Gainesboro. Lady Bulldogs in possession. Copas, top of the key, drives right side, hands off to Jenkins, fires another three and hits it. Two for two from behind the arc.
Good.
Same spot, that right wing. Comfortable there, I suppose. 6 minutes left here in the second quarter. Clay County now with a commanding 15-point lead, 24-9. Davidson with the basketball, right elbow, defended by Hayes. Hayes puts the pressure on. Copas pulls down and comes up with a loose ball off the hands of Davidson. And Jenkins with two more. Jenkins now with 8 points in the contest. 5:40 and ticket. Now we start to see a bit of a trap, I guess, Coach.
Yes.
In the backcourt here. Marley Ashlock with the defense on Davidson. Davidson does beat that press that we saw. Gets it on the her end. Hands off to Chafin. Chafin back to Poston. Top of the key. Poston drives right block. Shot up good. Nice job by the senior, Abby Poston. The only senior, perhaps, on this Jackson County team. I know the only senior that started, anyway. So they have potential to grow even more next year.
Yeah.
Coach Brown won't be down too long with it.
Well, probably not to this level anyway.
Thomas, who knocked that shot down?
Rachel Copas, her 12th of the night, Daniel.
Under 5 minutes to play, second quarter, 28-11 now. Lady Dogs in front by 17. Poston fires it from right block. No good. Rebounded by Chafin. She resets the offense out at the top of the key, hands off to Davidson. Davidson back to Chapin. Chapin's inside to Poston. Poston going to be fouled by Marty Ashlock. I heard that one up here. Pretty good hit. Coach Sims, during our pregame show there, we talked about Sonya Smith and all the things that she did. She was in that third Hall of Fame class, and I said that she was one of the greatest players from your era of coaching. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, just an outstanding player,
was she not?
She was a good defender, you know, played point. I moved her to wing after Melissa Webb got up, but sometimes she would play point after that. But, yeah, she was a good defender, good shooter. Just wanted to play, you know, wanted to win every time she took the floor. Yeah, no doubt one of the best I had.
Thompson knocks down a three-pointer for Jackson County. Now Katie Arms trying to do the same thing. She fakes from the behind the arc, drives baseline, and scores. Gets fouled, going to go to the line to try to get the three-point play. Her team in front by 16, 30 to 14. We called off some of Sonya's stats there. I won't specifically say what they are, but she's top 10, Coach, all time in points, hit three-pointers, assists, rebounds, and steals.
Yeah.
That's pretty complete player to be all-time top 10 in so many categories.
Probably the big thing about Sonya, she came through at a time when we were kind of trying to make the step from being pretty good to being really, really good.
Her senior year,
runner-up state. And her freshman year, you know, we made the sub-state 2 or 3 years there. And then finally her senior year, we won the region and was able to get to the finals of the state and really might should have won it, I don't know. But
4:06 remaining here in the second. Katie Arms did hit that free throw a few moments ago. Her team in front by 17, 31-14. Jackson County back with possession of the ball. We saw a nice defensive play by Lauren Weaver a moment ago. Knocked it out of bounds. Jackson County will inbound. Now Katie Arms knocks it out of bounds. So Clay County doing a nice job getting in the passing lanes, Thomas, of the Lady Blue Devils.
They are, Daniel. They've stepped up their intensity. You know, they didn't allow Jackson County point until about midway through this quarter here. We went on a 12-0 run to start the quarter and gain control.
Under 4 minutes to play, 3:45 and ticking. Lady Blue Devils with the basketball. Shots away by Emma Chafin. That one's going to be an iron ball. No good. Rebounded by Abby Head. Head goes to right wing. Now to Katie Arms. Arms drives. Dishes off to Weaver, and she scores some left block. Thomas, I'll go ahead and brag on her. I know you want much. She's your daughter, and you kind of hold back your comments. Lauren Weaver, a great-looking athlete out there on the floor, though, gets her first points of the contest. She's another one, real greedy, real tough, plays good defense, and with her long body, she's got the potential to be dangerous on the post.
She does, Daniel. She's come a long way. You know, she puts a lot of time, a lot of hustle into the game, and like I say, she's got the body. If she can develop, I think she can be a pretty good player.
I agree. We do see Jackson County with a little bit of momentum here. They come down. It's Poston. She hits the shot and is fouled. She goes to the line to shoot one. 3:13 in the second quarter. Clay County in front, 33-16. Poston at the line. Shots away. She misses that one. Rebound by Weaver. Weaver pulls it down. She heads up the floor with it. Kicks it ahead to Arms. Arms now right block. Shots up. They're saying a foul on the floor before that, and that's going to be the seventh team foul against Jackson County. Katie Arms should go to the line. No, that's just the sixth team foul. I apologize. One more, and they'll be in the bonus. Cherokee Upton fires the three from left corner.
Hits it. She can do. She can shoot the ball.
Pretty good three-point shooter.
Pretty good.
I'm sure she's good from other places on the floor, but I know she favors the three-point range.
I've seen her score off the dribble a couple times, but now she's as good a pure shooter as we've got, I think.
We've got a good sophomore class here to go with these juniors. This is kind of a two-year process for this basketball team as Jackson County knocks down one. That's Raglan from behind the arc. It is 36-19. With only two seniors, we have Dory McLean, who joined the squad at Christmas. As Weaver fires a three and knocks it down.
Whoa.
She's got five. Nobody can miss from the three-point line right now. Both teams just swapping blows from behind the arc. 2:20 and ticking. Davidson with it, top of the key for Jackson County. Only two seniors, as I was saying, on this black and gold squad. Dory McLean, who joined the team at Christmas. And as Weaver comes up with a steal, she's going to take it coast-to-coast herself. Misses the layup, rebounded by Head. Head's going to be fouled by Chapin. Chapin will go to the line to shoot two. Finally, I'll get this thought out, Coach.
Dory's a senior?
Dory's a senior.
I thought she was just a junior.
I'm right on that, ain't it? Dory's a senior?
Or she's a junior.
She's a junior.
Only one senior, Kelsey Roten.
Okay, I'm so we've just got to, you know, this is a kind of a two-year deal. I know we want to win this year, and we're winning a lot of games, but with only losing one senior, Coach, what opportunity to work with the same girls. I know you've had years like that
it
before.
It really helps when you've got them all coming back,
right?
Pretty much.
Head knocks down the first of her two free throws. I apologize to Dory McLean there about saying that she was in the senior class rather than a junior. Head hits them both. 40-19, Clay County in front by 21 points already. Minute 55 and ticking. Jackson County with the ball. Chafin' right block. Shots up. No good. Rebound Weaver. She starts to come up the floor. Dishes off to Cherokee Upton. Upton at right wing. She drives baseline. Kicks it back out now. Behind the arc, dishes off to Head. Head top of the key, defended by the younger Chafin. There's a pair of sisters on the Jackson County team. Ball's inside to Hannah Raines. Her shot up no good, but she was fouled. That's the Chafins I was talking about, junior Lily Chafin and freshman Emma Chafin. They're actually daughters, Thomas, of a good friend of yours and one of our sponsors.
Little Robert Chaffin is the name, Daniel.
I'm saying Chafin. I'm sorry.
Papa Drake Bobby
County
shop.
Pronunciation, I guess.
That's right. He's got a junior and a freshman on this team. And
when I was in high school, they had Chaffins that were really good.
Really?
I mean, they like all state. That first time they won the state in 72, I guess it was, 73. They had like three of them that started.
The first of eight state titles that they brought home.
They big old misses. Girls.
From free throw, she missed them both, Thomas. Range misses both the free throws. Minute 25 and ticking here in the second quarter. Clay County in front, 41-19. Jackson County now comes down. They make it 41-21 as we see Lakeland Agee add 2 points. Head brings it across the timeline for Clay County. She dishes off to Kennedy May, a freshman who's in. Back to Upton, top of the key. Cherokee drives for a left. Davidson picks her pocket, and here comes Davidson the other way. She's going to try to go coast to coast. Shots up, no good. Blocking foul called against Abby Head, the freshman. It was a shooting foul, so the junior, Erica Davidson, goes to the line to shoot two. I don't remember Davidson from last year. I'm sure she played. I remember the older Chaffin girl. Davidson hits the free throw. Davidson,
I don't remember any of them, tell you the truth.
Right. Well,
22.
Was,
what's 22's name?
22 is Nikki Raglan, a junior.
I kind of remember her, I think.
And we see Davidson miss that second free throw, rebounded by Dory McLean. Actually, they say Jackson County knocked it out of bounds. Clay County going to have possession. Kennedy May going to run the point here. On the floor, we have Dory McLean, Abby Head, Kennedy May, Hannah Raines, and Cherokee Upton. Upton with it, right wing. 50 seconds and ticking here in the first half. Hands off to May. May circles around the top of the key. Dishes off to Head. Head now drives. Tries to get it to McLean. That pass stolen, though, by Raglan. McLean didn't like it. She drives down, steals it right back. Hands it off to Head, who's going to come back down. Half a minute now to play here in Gainesboro in this girls' contest. District 6A showcase, our first broadcast of the season. We'll have to shake the rust off, Thomas. I'm starting to get in the mood a little bit, though, here, doing a better job of bringing the action as we see a foul called. Actually, not a foul. The ball went to the floor, and it's going to go off the hands of Kennedy May. Jackson County going to take possession.
I think you're doing a fine job, Daniel. Had a little hiccup on some technical things. Went a little long in the pregame show and things of that nature. We may be missing our producer, head coach Rob Everett, of the boys, but he's got bigger fish to fry.
He's got bigger fish to fry. I'd rather have Coach Sims here with us anyway.
I ain't much on producing, though.
Thompson misses that long jumper for Jackson County, and we're going to see a jump ball called. Hannah Raines and Lakeland Agee fighting over it. And the possession arrow in favor of the black and gold, 5.7 seconds. May gets it in the head. Head down court to Upton. She fires. 2 seconds on the clock. Three-pointer. No good. Putback chance is not good. It was not off before the buzzer anyway by Dory McLean. It is halftime here at Jackson County. Clay County 41, Jackson County 22.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where I can tell you Clay County leads Jackson County in the girls' game 41-22. They led 14-9 at the end of the first quarter. Jackson County hung around early for about the first 3 minutes of the game and actually led 5-4 to start it. But Clay County came out in the second quarter and went on a 12-0 run and put them up 26-9 and went on to put up 27 points in the second quarter and outscore the Lady Blue Devils 27-13 for your halftime score of 41-22 for Clay County. You have two players already in double figures. Rachel Copas is leading the way with 12 points, and Eliza Jenkins, with two big three-pointers in the second quarter, has 10 tonight. Katie Arms has 9 at the half. Lauren Weaver hit a 3 of her own and had a bucket for 5 points. Cherokee Upton, the 3-point shooter from the outside, buried 1. Abby Head has 2 free throws for 2 points. For Jackson County, Abigail Poston has 4. Erica Davidson, 3. Nikki Raglin has 6 on 2 three-pointers. And Jacqueline Agee has 4. And Katie Thompson off the bench has scored 5. Again, Clay County leads 41-22 here at halftime. Stay with us for the second half. If
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation.
Back on air here live at Jackson County High School. Got about 2.5 minutes remaining here in halftime. We'll go ahead and do the District 6A girls update that's brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Two teams tied for first right now in the standings. Those are Clark Range and Redbone Springs. Clark Range 13-2 overall, 3-0 in the district. Tonight they are at Monterey. Redbone Springs, as we said, also tied for first place. They're 13-4 overall, 3-0 in the district. Tonight they host Pickett County. Should be a good contest there between those girls' teams. Two teams tied for third. First of all, Clay County, 9-6 overall, 3-1 in district play. They are here in front of us at Jackson County, leading at the half, 41-22. Other team tied for third place, Pickett County, 15-1 overall, 3-1 in district play. They are at Redbone Springs. Two teams tied for fifth. Gordonsville, 7-7 overall, 1-3 in the district. Tonight they host Trousdale County, and that other team tied for fifth is Trousdale County. They are 4-11 overall, 1-3 in district play, and as I just said, they're at Gordonsville. Two teams sitting at the bottom, tied for seventh, Jackson County, 1-12 overall, 0-3 in district play, losing here to Clay County at the half. Another team tied for seventh, Monterey, 4-11 overall, 0-3 in district play. Tonight they are at number one, Clark Range. Actually, they're not at Clark Range. They're hosting Clark Range. This has been the Girls 6A Update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. No rat too big, no mouse too small. Budget Pest Control kills them all. Coach Sims, what about that Red Bowling girls team? They're sitting here 13-4 overall on the year, 3-0 district play. Have they played a weak schedule? Are they a bona fide team?
They were solid last year. You know, they were picked higher than us in the preseason. They always play a weak schedule to start with. You know, until they get to the district, they'll inflate their numbers pretty bad every year. They'll play in those Hall of Fame games. They'll play two or three on the day against, you know, some of the little private schools, you know, and you know, beat them to death. But they are a solid team. I've not seen them this year, but I know they got everybody back, and they had the two Fleming kids and a Davis girl that started for 4 years, and a Morgan girl that started for 3 or 4 years.
Right.
So they're solid. They're kind of like us. They're not very big, but they can play.
A team we've not met yet, and I think their head coach's name is Dustin McKinney, correct?
Right.
Of course, he, Coach McKinney had that bout with cancer a few years ago that he overcame, fortunately.
Yeah, I hadn't talked to him this year, but he's a good coach. I really like him.
Back under action here. Third quarter has begun. 7:45 and ticking. Jackson County with the basketball. Davidson top of the key. She dishes off to Raglan. Her jumper no good. Rebounded underneath by AG. Her putback is good. 41-24. Clay County leads by 17 points. They have switched ends. Clay County now scoring at the hoop directly in front of us. Off to our left, Jackson County's going to be shooting at the hoop to our right, and we have Izzy Hale picking up her third personal foul. I don't know how much we'll see of her during this third quarter play. I guess it depends on what Coach Walker wants to do. Jackson County with an opportunity to cut it to 15 or 14 here, depending on their shot selection. Poston left wing, kicks off to Raglan. Raglan back to Poston. Poston inside to Chaffin. Chaffin's jumper no good. Going to be rebounded by Jenkins. Jenkins covers the court. Hands off to Copas. Copas, a nice pass inside to Katie Arms. Shot good from left block. And Thomas, correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of Katie Arms scoring this season has come during the third and fourth quarter. She's been a big second-half player.
She has, Daniel. In that last game, that win over Maplewood, she had 24 second-half points of her game-high 27 to lead the Lady Dogs to that victory. And she does. She comes on when you need her.
That Maplewood game, a game that Clay County found themselves doubled up, 34-17 at the half. They had to battle back to take care of that. 41-26 the score.
43-24. I think they got it reversed there, Daniel.
Okay.
On that Arms bucket.
Weaver comes to the scorer's table to check in. Three-point shot taken by Poston. Well, no good. Rebounded by Hale. Hale hands off to Copas. Copas got tripped up, fell down. I thought she was hurt. Looks like she's just laughing.
Yeah, I think she's just kind of laughing at herself.
Those type of things happen even for an outstanding player like Copas, a third-year starter. A good career she's putting together so far. And if I'm not mistaken, I'd have to check some of my stats. I hadn't looked at that stuff lately. She's going to finish real high on the assist leader list. He's the Lady Bulldog. Could be the all-time leader when it's all said and done as we see Katie Arms knock down a three-pointer.
She might be. She gets a lot of them.
She had, of course, a lot of it is due to her excellent passing. Greatly to her benefit was playing with Kenzie Arms and Taylor Strong during those first two seasons.
Yeah.
A lot of assists came off of their scores.
Yeah, that's true.
Timeout's taken on the floor here. We'll go ahead and play one ad on the Horizon Sports Network.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back live, 5:50 ticking, third quarter. Jackson County in possession of the ball. Clay County with possession of the lead, though, 46-24, an 18-point lead. Davidson left wing, inside to Chaffin. Chaffin tried to feed AG on the post. That ball swatted away. Raglan comes up with the loose ball, maintains possession for the home team, Lady Blue Devils.
You see Coach Walker's going to a 2-3 zone
here.
Yeah,
he started.
Calling off the dogs.
Second half, yeah. Of course, you know, kind of don't think they play enough zone to really be good at it, so it's probably a good time to kind of work on it. Some people think you just go out there getting a 2-3 and stand there, but I mean, if you're going to play it right, you gotta be in exact position. You know, a foot one way or the other makes a big difference, you know, when you're playing zone.
We see Lauren Weaver had 2 points for Clay County. I think it was Aggie that scored for Jackson County. Then quickly, Clay County came down, fed Weaver from right block, and she scored. I think that's 7 points in the contest for Lauren Weaver.
It is, Daniel. Katie Arms is leading the way with 14. Rachel Copas has 12 all in the second and in the first half, and Eliza Jenkins 10. And then there's Weaver with 7.
4:54 and ticking.
Okay, went to a 1-3-1 now. He's been playing that a little lately, too, I've noticed.
4:45. Copas with the rebound off the missed shot by Jackson County. She comes down, misses her shot. Weaver gets the rebound. Agee comes up with the miss on the Weaver putback, and Weaver called for the foul. That's one thing I like about the way Lauren plays. If she puts up a shot and she doesn't hit it, she's fighting tooth and nail to get that basketball back, and she's going to get some fouls doing that. Thomas, I recall you playing very similar like that. Just so tenacious, so tough. You're going to get some fouls, but guess what? You got five to use, right?
Well, that's what I tell her, you know, and I tell her to get the most out of them if she can.
4:25 and ticking. Jackson County with the basketball. A foul's going to be called here against Clay County. It is Rachel Copas that picks up that personal. Coach, next action that we'll be calling is the next contest for Coach Walker and his squad up at his hometown of Birdstown as they face the Pickett County Lady Bobcats. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, that's a big game. It'd be really nice if we could go up there and knock them off. Third, of course, they're 14-1, 15-1, ranked like fourth or fifth in the state, I think. But, you know, I still... Teams, they're pretty good. They've had a hard time scoring against. I mean, Clark Range beat them 46-26, and the Livingston games have been low scoring. They've won both of them, but I'm just kind of anxious to see how they'll fare against us.
Clay Candy comes down, turns the ball over. It was Copas who had it stolen from her. That Pickett County action will be happening Friday night, this coming Friday. Kirkwest pregame show will air at 5:15 from Murdertown. Jackson County with the ball. Thompson right wing. Fires the three. No good. Weaver gets the rebound. Hands off to Arms. Arms drives. Possible offensive foul. No, they're going to call defensive foul. Blocking foul.
You talked about the Lady Bobcats. They are ranked number four just behind Clark Range. So we've got two of the top five in our district here. Plus, they're a really formidable Red Bowling Springs squad.
Well, they're playing tonight, right?
Red Bowling and Pickett's playing tonight.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's a big game, doesn't it?
Yeah, going to tell some kind of decide if Red Bowling's really up to the building that they're getting or not.
Yeah.
Jackson County with the ball. We saw Clay County turn it over after the foul was called underneath their goal. Jackson County comes down, scores 48-29. Now the score. Eliza Jenkins, top of the key for the Lady Bulldogs. An athletic move for her. Drives left side, a bit of a Euro step. Can't convert on the shot, though. Jackson County with the rebound. 3:15 and ticking. Davidson, top of the key, goes left wing to Raglan. Raglan, left elbow now to Poston. Poston drives right block, shot up. Weaver, though, with her body, gets in the way. Affects the shot. That shot's no good. Rebounded by Copas. Quickly, she comes down. She scores. Left block layup good for Rachel.
Nice shot.
Rachel has developed some control over these last couple of years. Used to be a little wild driving in there.
That comes with age and playing, you know. The more you play, the better you get.
Jackson County with the ball. Raglan left wing. Goes across court to Davidson at right wing. She's well defended by Arms and Weaver, and I think we're going to have a personal call against Lauren Weaver. Wasn't real physical, but she reached in, and they'll get you with that one every time. 2:35 on the third quarter clock. Clay County in front, 50-29, as we see a total replacement for Coach Walker and his squad on the floor for Clay County. Cherokee Upton, Abby Head, Marley Ashlock, Kelsey Roden, and Zoe Hay. Poston, three-pointer, right wing, good. Coach Brown always has some three-point shooters down here, and we've seen several of those shots made from distance tonight. Hayes with it for the Lady Bulldogs. Hands off to Upton. Upton drives to the top of the key. Hands off to Head. Head defended by Chaffin. She gives back to Cherokee Upton. Upton defended by Davidson under pressure. Gives it up to Hayes. Hayes top of the key. Goes Abby Head. Long three-pointer taken, and the ball is pinned between the iron and the backboard.
And Head's going to go to the line for three, I think, Daniel.
During a boys' contest, you might see somebody jump up and grab it. This girls' game, they're going to have to get another ball on the court and knock it loose.
Yeah, ain't too many girls to jump up and knock it out.
Ball is freed up. As Thomas said, Abby headed the line to shoot three. Two freshmen seeing a lot of time, Abby Head and Izzy Hale for Coach Walker. Nice to see young girls be able to contribute
much. Yeah, that'll speed up their development the more they get to play.
Head missed the first, misses the second one. That one went all the way down in there and somehow came out.
Of course, Bridie Burchett being hurt, you know, she's a freshman, too.
Well, that's true. Many might argue that Bridie Burchett perhaps the best player on this squad. That's really a strong comment when you've got Tobias Arms out of it. Burchett's just that good.
She gives us a post presence, that's for sure.
A nice compliment kind of completes the squad because you do have that nice guard play. Right. We needed a big solid post, and that is Bridie Burchett.
She's not real tall, but I've had a lot of good post players her size that, you know, score 1,500 points.
I think of somebody like a Tara Ashlock or something. Medium height, but a whole lot of heart.
Yeah.
Minute 58 on the clock. Jackson County possession after head missed all three of those free throws. Post and right wing. Dribbles top of the key under pressure from Roden. And Hayes, she gives up to Davidson. Davidson splits the zone, dishes off to Chaffin. Chaffin's shot no good. Goes out of bounds off the hands of Marley Ashlock. And Jackson County maintains possession. Third quarter score. Clay County 50, Jackson County 32. Minute 42 remains. Ball inbounded to Davidson. Davidson goes inside to Thompson. Thompson fouled by Ashlock. Just a lot of sloppy hand play by the Lady Bulldogs. All these fouls are legitimate fouls.
Yeah. You want all the kids get to play, but, you know, I always expect them to play, you know, pretty good when they got out there, not be out there, you know, playing sloppy and turning it over a bunch of times when you know they can do better.
Cherokee Upton pulls down a missed Lady Blue Devil shot, brings it across the timeline, dishes off to Arms. Arms dishes off to Ashlock. Left shot, left block. Her shot is blocked by Thompson, by Jackson County. Davidson now quickly back the other way. She's going to be fouled. Thomas, was that against Ashlock? Yes, Molly Ashlock picks up her second in as many trips down the floor. Third personal for Marley. Davidson at the line to shoot two. Hits the first. We see 17 fouls here in this third quarter against Clay County. Only two against Jackson County, and I think they've got it right. Jackson playing a little cleaner on that end of the floor.
They're going to be the 1-1 here for a quarter and a minute, you know. Start making too many fouls, they could get back in it just on the foul line.
Thompson pulled down the miss. Davidson rebounded. Jackson County with a free possession here. 55 seconds and ticking, and they have the basketball. Number 14 with it for the Lady Blue Devil. She's under a lot of pressure. That was Riley Thomas. Thomas gives up the ball. Cherokee Upton with the steal. She hands off to Hayes. Hayes drives into the paint. Shot up, no good. Got her own rebound, though. Dishes off to Ashlock. Ashlock to Arms, left wing. Arms drives inside, misses her six-foot jumper. Got her own rebound. Put back good. Katie Arms, two more. She's had a nice third quarter of scoring here. I know at least seven she's scored the quarter. 25 seconds and ticking. Davidson with it, crosses the timeline, gets to the free throw line, has her pocket picked by senior Kelsey Roten. Roten hands off to Cherokee Upton. The sophomore comes back across to her end of the floor, gives it up to Katie Arms, who's going to play for the last shot. We're at 10 seconds and ticking. Clay County in front by 19 points, 52-33. Arms fires, top of the key, 4 feet behind the line and knocks it down. Beautiful shot.
Yeah, it was.
Davidson, a desperation heave at the buzzer, is no good. At the end of three, Clay County 55, Jackson County 33.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. This
back live here in Gainesboro, fourth quarter action underway. 7:34 and ticking on the clock, and Rachel Kovas with a nice driving layup hits it and is fouled. She'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Coach Sims, of course, we mentioned Sonia Smith earlier, the male Hall of Fame member we discussed during the pregame show as Kovas hits that free throw was the legendary coach John Teeples. You know, he was kind of, you know, to my generation of people, you're the local legend around here, but for so many of them.
Yeah.
And he coached all sports,
yeah,
as head coach for over a period of 15 years at different times, and didn't have a lot of assistant help during, doing that.
I didn't have any, or for years, I don't guess, but Coach Staples was one of the men that I would listen to. You know, I actually went to him for advice a couple of times when I first started, but, you know, wasn't too many people. Him and Thomas is probably the only two that I ever, you know, went to talk to about things. But, yeah, I thought the world of him, and he was really a supporter, you know, of all of our sports, especially girls basketball, because he coached it for so long. He was always really complimentary of me, and that, you know, that meant a lot, because I felt like you said, you know, he was the legend, you know, and I was just trying to carry on what he had started back in the 50s and 60s.
Right. Won three district titles as the girls' head coach. And actually, in 1964, he won the girls' and boys' district as head coach of both teams.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, sure did.
Well, see, you know, unfortunately, some of those really good teams he had, that's when you just had one class. And, you know, if it had been like it is today, you know, they might have won some state championships back then.
Sure.
You know, you never know, but... they wouldn't have to play, you know, Sparta and Cookville and teams like that.
Kovas adds two more. Clay County's really taking control of this one. 27 points the lead for the black and gold. 6:15 and ticking here in the fourth quarter. On the floor for Clay County are those most of the original starters. Lauren Weaver joins them. We've got Kovas, Arms, Jenkins, Hale, and Weaver. Kovas with it into the paint. Kicks it back out. Jenkins behind the arc. Fires the three. No good on that one. Hit her others from right wing. She fired this one closer to the top of the key. Jackson County going to take back possession as it was an air ball. And a mass substitution here onto the floor for Coach Walker's squad. Freshman Kennedy May. Senior Kelsey Roten. Freshman Abby Head. Junior Dory McLean. And junior Hannah Raines.
You know, as they exit the floor, both juniors, Katie Arms and Rachel Kovas, have 19 apiece, Daniel. And then also Jenkins with her 10 first half points. That's three in double figures.
Pretty good night. 5:35 and ticking. Davidson top of the key for Jackson County. Hands off to Poston. Poston circles back around. Hands off back to Davidson. Davidson being defended by freshman Kennedy May. Hands it off down to Raglan. She drives into the paint. 8-foot jumper, no good, off the back of the rim. Rebounded by May. She crosses the timeline, circles back to the top of the key, tries to set the offense. Goes to Abby Head, right wing. Head dribbles to the right baseline, kicks it over to Dory McLean. Her 12-foot jumper wide of the mark. And we're going to have a foul called against Abby Head. Jackson County takes possession of the ball, and actually, should it not be free throw, 21?
There's a foul, it should be.
The foul was called against Abby Head. I'm not going to mention it, though.
Yeah, they called it here, I think.
30-second timeout taken by head coach Jim Brown. We'll go ahead and go to break. 5:04 remains here. Clay County in front, 60-33.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
That 30-second timeout is over, and we see Abby Poston at the line, the senior, for head coach Jim Brown to shoot 1-1. Clay County with 18 fouls. In this second half of play, Poston fires, hits, earns the right to shoot the second. We talk about Clark Range and Pickett and us, Red Bowen at the top, and you go down and you look at Jackson, who's much improved, Gordonsville, who's much improved, Trousdale, who's much improved, and Monterey, who's also much improved. Yeah. I still think there's a clear distinction between the top four and the bottom four.
Yeah, but the bottom four are better than they were last year.
The district has got closer, though, in competition. The boys, a very tight district, top to bottom.
Yeah.
The girls a little more separated. And Coach Sims, it's a big deal this year. I've always made the comment that regular season basketball games, you know, really don't mean a whole lot because everybody gets a chance to go to the postseason. Well, they're doing the District 6A tournament differently this year.
Yeah, they are.
And every single night is a big deal now.
And top two is always, they got to buy all the way to the region.
Guaranteed region berth. They have a double bye, so you'll have five will play eight and six will play seven, and those guys will have to play two elimination rounds just to have the chance to go to the region. So it is a big deal. As Kennedy May comes up with a steal and gets the layup. Nice job by the freshman.
Yeah, I never cared a whole lot for that layout of the tournament until I got to thinking about it last year, and I actually went and seen the got the bracket off of Double A and give it to Rob, and he brought it up at the tournament, and they decided to do that. But, you know, if you're one or two, it'd be a shame to lose the first game, you know, not get to go on. And now you don't have to worry about it, you know, if you're one or two. And anything can happen sometimes, you know.
Well, the way it was last year is Davidson scores two more for Jackson County. The number one seed met the number eight seed in an elimination game.
Yeah.
So being first seed didn't protect you at all.
I mean, you say, well, you know, one team beat eight, you know, you better need to go on. But, you know, if I was one, I'd really want to have that bye into the region, you know. I mean,
well, since Coach Edwards perennially finishes at the top, I think that's what he was thinking, too.
Well, and sometimes there's such parity, especially in the boys' league, that, you know, eight may not be that far behind one.
That's right.
And, you know, like you say, you don't earn anything by going undefeated in the district throughout the regular season. This way you do. You're rewarded for it.
You do. And it makes that boys' loss at Gordonsville something that they greatly want to avenge and not drop any more. We've got 3 minutes left in this girls' contest. Sorry, I got kind of off topic there, but Clay County pretty handily in front, 62-39. On the floor for Clay County right now, Kelsey Roten, Hannah Raines, Dory McClain, Kennedy May, and Abby Head. As we see Cherokee Upton now check in, and Kelsey Roten comes to the bench.
Well, speaking of Kelsey Roten, if you didn't, for our listeners out there that may not have heard the pregame show, she joined us for the Inside the Locker Room segment along with Jake Ashlock in our interviews this year. We're going to be doing a player. Just a fine young lady. She really works hard.
Yeah, she
knows her role, plays well. I think she does great in the classroom. And so folks can go back and listen to those interviews on our archives link starting probably later tonight.
Yeah. Once this thing goes final and gets posted to the website, it'll be there forever. Kennedy May with it. Top of the key goes to Abby Head on the left wing. Head back out top to Upton. Upton back to May. May circles around. She's defended by Chapin. Chapin, a pretty imposing defender there against the much shorter May. May gives it up to Upton. Upton under pressure by number 33. That's Riley Anderson, a substitute in for Jackson County. 30-second timeout taken. 2:18 remains in this girls' contest. Clay County 62, Jackson County 39.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back live. 2:18 left in this one. If you've been with us the whole time, you've heard us say throughout the broadcast, this is our first of the season. going to call all these big District 6A matchups coming down the home stretch into the postseason. 2:14, foul on the floor. It is against number 14, Dory McLean. They've announced it as Hannah Raines, but it was number 14, McLean, who picked up that foul. Then we see Anderson go to the line to shoot the 1-1 for Jackson County. First one's away, and it's good. Earns the right to shoot the second. Jackson County has not went through all of last year, didn't win a ball game. The girls' squad have won one so far this year on their way to another loss tonight. I guess it's kind of strange to say, Coach Sims, and I know this is a former competitor of yours, but I've got a lot of respect for Coach Brown.
You know,
he's got 7 titles to his name as coach, and he knew this was coming.
He had more success than I did. Man, it's hard when you kind of get knocked off the top. I mean, I've never been knocked off to the point that they have to win a game. You know, a bad year for us is winning 10 or 11 games, but
that's when you show you truly love the program.
I guess a lot of people think I couldn't coach a lick, but I think
they were wrong.
I think I did some of my better coaches on some of the worst teams. You know,
sure.
I mean, we worked our butts off, you know, just to win the 11 or 12 games
right.
that we did. Of course, there was a time when our program, 10 or 11 games, would have been great, you know, in the 70s and 80s, you know.
Nice drive by Dory McLean. She took 2 dribbles down the lane and up and over for the lay-in.
Her first 2 points of the contest. Minute 25 remains here in this one and ticking. Jackson County with the basketball. Clay County with the lead. 24 points. 64-40 the score. Chapin with it. Drives the right block. Her 2-pointer's good. She's going to be a good young player. McLean inbounds to Mays. She'll cross the timeline. Defended by Emma Chapin. Mays going to be mauled in the lane. The foul going to go against Emma Chapin. I thought for a moment they were going to call against Emma Stets. However, Stets had good steel feet. She didn't get the foul. It was Chapin. May at the line. She'll shoot 2. First one's away. Good.
Good.
Clay County going to get to 10-6 on the season with this win. 4-1 in District 6A play, setting up a big show down in Burgetown Friday night. We'll be there to call it if you can't make the trip. May misses that second free throw. Perhaps a line violation.
Yep.
Against Stets, number 21. She's a little anxious coming into the lane. May going to get a chance to shoot another. This one's away. No good. Rebounded. By no one. Is knocked out of bounds. Off the fingertips of Hannah Raines. Boys action coming up after this. We'll have about 15 minutes between. Talk about this contest. Give all the stats from that. Preview the boys contest that's coming up. Go through the District 6A boys standings. And then call that boys action. Jackson County's boys are 7-7 on the year. Clay County's boys 13-2, but this has been a tough place for Coach Edwards and his Bulldogs to play over the years. Don't think they won't have to work tonight. 30 seconds on the clock. Upton drives. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Head. Her putback no good. Rebounded by Raines. Her putback no good. This time rebounded by Lady Blue Devil. They go to the floor. Foul's going to be called against Hannah Raines. That's going to be the double bonus. Jackson County going to have 2 free throws. Clay County in front by 23, 65-42. Coach Sims, a lot of our listeners may not know. They may think you're still coming into school each and every day. You have entered full-blown retirement, and you're well-deserving of it. How's that going?
It's going really good.
It'd be hard to say it was going bad, I suppose.
Nice to not have to get up, you know, till you want to. And course, deer season's just over Sunday, so I've been getting up pretty early for the last couple of months for that, but I'm enjoying it pretty good. I may try to find something part-time a little just to keep me busy here now that deer season's over, but I'm enjoying it pretty good.
Now, you're notorious as being a successful hunter out in the West End. Did you have any big trouble with
I had killed one good deer.
Easy Hale fires a three. No good. 10 seconds remains on the clock. And we're going to have another foul called. Lots of fouls calling this one. I'd love to have seen them just play through that, Thomas, these last 8.2 seconds.
It gets these young players a little more action, I guess.
Well, that's true. That's true. 8.2 seconds on the floor for Clay County. Hannah Raines, Kendi May, Abby Head, Dory McLean, and Isabella Hale. Free throws up by number 13 for Jackson County. Carly Dean, her shot no good. Second one's away. This one's good. Clay County now in front by 22, 65-43. 5 seconds and ticking. May brings it across the timeline. Just going to let this clock tick out. And that does wrap it up here. District 6A girls game has gone final. Clay County 65, Jackson County 43. Stay with us for the stats and the rundown.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farm. Farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network to wrap up this girls' postgame here. Clay County defeated Jackson County 65-43, Coach. And, you know, besides the Lady Blue Devils holding on for about the first 3 minutes, Clay County took care of business here, and they did it, and they put it away early in the second quarter with a 12-0 run and got out to a 26-9 lead, and it kind of went from there.
Yeah, I thought we did kind of what we wanted to do for the most part. Rachel and Katie both, I thought, had really good games and could have scored a lot more. You know, Matt, he's a sub, you know, pretty frequently tonight.
He did.
As he does most games, if he's got a lead, you know, they could have probably scored 30 apiece if he'd left them in there long enough. But I thought Jackson County's improved some. They handled our press pretty well early. We didn't just take it away from them a lot. We got a few steals there in the half court. Katie picked their point guard's pocket a couple times and got layups. But I thought it was a good solid win. You know, we didn't play, I didn't think, exceptionally great, but we played solid, you know.
I agree with you. A little sloppy at times.
At times.
It's hard not to.
It is. You know, when you get up a good lead, you know, it's hard to keep the intensity and, you know, all that stuff like you do if it's a close game. So, you know, considering the situation, I thought we did all right.
I agree with you, Coach. And you mentioned them, Katie Arms, Rachel Copas, both 19 apiece. Katie Arms had a big third quarter, scored 10 there, made two threes, and kind of put this thing away. And also, Eliza Jenkins, double digits for the second time. She nailed, I think, probably made two or three three-pointers tonight.
Yes.
That could be a weapon for us.
That's right. You know, if she could, you know, score 10, 12 a game, that would really, you know, really help us a lot. And we get, you know, Bridie Burchett back. She usually gets, you know, 12, 14, 15 or so in the paint, you know. We got four legitimate scorers there. That's hard to guard four instead of two. You know, that really helps in the long run if we can continue to get that scoring from them.
I think you're right. We got a lot of players Coach Walker's playing. If they can put up some points, it'll be hard to handle. Lauren Weaver also scored 7 points in the contest. Cherokee Upton, 3. Abby Head, 2. Dory McLean, 2. And Kennedy May, 3. For the reserves, Coach, and you know, nobody in double figures for Jackson County. I know we struggle, but that shows we play pretty good defense,
that's right,
too.
Yeah, they played some different stuff. They played man the first half and went to some 2-3 in the third quarter, then changed to 1-3-1, then went back to man. So he just looked at some different things, you know. But yeah, we defended pretty well.
Again, Clay County wins here in Gainesboro over Jackson County, 65-43, to improve to 10-6 on the season and 4-1 in district play. Stay with us for a preview of the upcoming matchup with the boys between Clay County and Jackson County.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County, because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back, folks. It's time for the Budget Pest Control Boys 6A update. Two teams tied for first in the district, Clay County 13-2, 3-1 in district play. They are here at Jackson County tonight about to play. The other team tied for first, Gordonsville 9-6 overall, 3-1 in district play. Tonight they host Trousdale County. Of course, Gordonsville tied with Clay County because they did beat them earlier down in Gordonsville this year. Two teams tied for third in the boys' district. Monterey, 12-3 overall, 2-1 in district play. They are hosting Clark Range. The other team tied for third, Redbourne Springs, 12-6 overall, 2-1 in district play. Tonight they host Piggott County. Fifth place, Piggott County, 10-5 overall, 2-2 in district play. They're at Redbourne Springs. Sixth place, Jackson County, 7-7 overall, 1-2 in district play. They are hosting Clay County about to play. 7th place, Trousdale County, 6-9 overall, 1-3 in the district. They are at Gordonsville. 8th place, Clark Range, 4-11 overall, 0-3 in district play. They are at Monterey. This boys' 6A update has been brought to you by Budget Pest Control, the Bug Thugs. We have 3 minutes to go here before we get started, and we're going to go ahead and do the CarQuest pregame show, full coverage, final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off. Brought to you by Ashcock and Strong Insurance. Thomas, let's make sure we get it all covered, just like their agency does.
Well, Daniel, before I do that, I want to say it's an honor to have Coach Watson back here with us for another season of basketball here at Horizon Sports Network. You know, he, like Coach Sims, he knows just a little bit about basketball. Coached 18 years at Salina High School, led us to the state tournament back in those days, and it's just nice to have another living legend here with us. Appreciate you getting on board again, Coach.
Well, guys, it's a pleasure being here. It's great to be around and stealing everybody's way, and I really enjoy it with you guys, and I hope we'll have another good season this year. I know the boys have started off very well. I think maybe surprised a few people, but it looks like we're in for another good season.
Another good year.
That's true, and getting into it, Coach, you know, we lost 7 seniors last year, I think. But instead of rebuilding, we've kind of reloaded with some of this young talent and the senior leadership of Jake Ashlock and Mason Sharp and Grant Strong being the leading scorer. What do you think about this?
Well, I'll tell you what, I have really, really been impressed with Jake's play, because sometime over the summer, Jake has developed an excellent interior post-ball game. I mean, the little short hook shots and the moves in the basket, which he didn't use at all last year. Most of his great games he had last year, he would back out the three-point line, hit 4 or 5 three-pointers, but now He's definitely a man to be reckoned with, and he is a man around the basket.
He is going to have a good challenge tonight in the form of junior Chris Figg down low. If they get powered up, going to be two heavyweights going at it. Coach, this is kind of been a tough place to play for Coach Edwards and the Bulldogs. I know he doesn't personally enjoy coming down to this gym. This is the Jackson County team that's 7-7, but not to be overlooked. Not to be overlooked at all. Any other thoughts on this contest before it gets started?
No, I know if we come out and, you know, play our game like we're supposed to, we should be able to take care of business. And I see another old coach down there standing on the sidelines. Is he an assistant down here now? Former coach at Cookeville High School?
I don't know. Who is it? I don't know his name.
I'm trying to think here. But I know he played while I was coaching.
It looks like they have added some assistants. Kevin Thomas down here doing a pretty
good job. Kevin Bray.
Kevin Bray.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, folks, that's been the Full Coverage Final Word brought to you by Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead and take care of the Subway Boys starting lineups. They're about to announce them here on the floor. We'll go ahead and do it for those of you who are listening in at home. First of all, starting for the home team tonight, Jackson County Blue Devils, 7-7 overall. A freshman, number 10, Jordan Arroyo. A senior, number 20, Aiden Smith. A junior, number 30, Eli Burris. A senior, number 32, Jacob Hardy. And a junior, number 44, Chris Pig. Starting for Clay County, a senior, number 1, Jake Ashlock. A senior, number 24, Mason Sharp. A sophomore, number 11, Grant Strong. A junior, number 10, Gunner Silk. And a sophomore, number 4, Jeffrey Spivey. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do. Folks, we are getting ready for District 6A boys action here in Jackson County. The Clay County starters have been announced to the crowd. They're about to announce the home team Jackson County starters during About a Bulldog history. Our pregame show, we talked about how over the past 10 years, these two squads have met 26 times. Clay County has the edge in the last decade. 20 wins to 6 losses. We've been pretty dominant, Thomas Overall.
We have, and, you know, there's nothing like beating the Blue Devils. That's something I've always liked to say, and there's nothing more this Bulldog team would like to do than come down here to Riverside and take home the first win on the Class on the Cumberland, as you call it here tonight, Daniel. And I know Clay County's fired up. Those are records out the window when it comes to Bulldogs versus Blue Devils.
I know that Jackson County, a team probably coach that you went to war with during your time, was just talking about how when you've got a school that's so close to yours geographically, you want to beat them.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Always worth a little bit more when you're playing your neighbors instead of somebody
further away. Yeah. You've always been a big rival for a long, even when they weren't in the district with us.
Jake Ashlock going to step in to jump for Clay County. Clay County, the visitors tonight, dressed in black jerseys with gold numerals on them. Jackson County, the home team, dressed in all white jerseys with blue numerals. During the first half of play, Clay County will be traveling left to right, scoring at the hoop off to our right. Jackson County traveling right to left, shooting at the hoop on our left. Stepping into the circle against Ashlock is going to be number 32, senior Jacob Hardy. Ashlock has the height advantage. We'll have to see who controls the opening tip. And we are underway. It is Ashlock going to control it. Spivey gives it up to Gunner Silk. Silk going to run the point here for Clay County.
It's like a 2-3 zone to start with from Jackson County. Let's see if they don't go baseline with Ashlock to Strong and get them out of it real quick.
Silk at the top of the key goes to Ashlock at the free throw line. Now Sharp at left corner, back out top to Silk. Great ball movement on the perimeter. Spivey fires a three from right wing, no good. Rebounded by Sharp. Second chance for Clay County. Silk right wing gives back off to Spivey. Spivey drives left block, gives up to Ashlock, who was tripped. They call a walk, but could have been a tripping call. Jackson County going to have an opportunity now. Scoreless, 7:26 to go in the first.
know, if they stay in that zone, spy me from the outside and Sharp from three, and then Ashlock working the free throw line and Strong on the baseline, it's a deadly combination, Daniel.
Jackson County with the basketball. Hardy right wing. Circles around, calls a set play, hands off to Smith. Smith drives, gets to the hoop. His shot blocked by Grant Strong. That ball goes out of bounds off the hand of Strong. The Blue Devils maintain possession. Grant Strong, the sophomore, having a great opening to this campaign. He is the leading scorer. I think, Thomas, you said 23 points a game. He's averaging. He's went north of 30 at least once. I know Pig with it. Right block, defended by Ashlock. Gives up to the freshman, Arroyo. Arroyo's jumper's no good. Rebound, Ashlock. Jake gives it up to Silk. Silk to Sharp. Sharp at right wing. Back to Silk. Top of the key. Grant Strong, left side, drives baseline, loses the handle on the ball. Picked up by Hardy. Hardy slows it down. Comes across the timeline. Head coach Kevin Thomas up, stalking the sidelines for the Blue Devils, giving instructions to his players. Rob Edwards, the 20-year veteran for the Black and Gold, sits on the bench, surveying what's going on the floor. Hardy with it, top of the key. Hands off to Smith. Smith inside to Pig. Pig, a big body in there, probably weighs close to 300 pounds, but he's agile and he moves good.
I'm telling you what, he covers up that three-second lane pretty good.
He does. Ashlock and him going to be a fun pair to watch tonight, a senior and a junior doing battle.
These two kind of filling their way through this early minutes, aren't they, Coach? Multiple turnovers. They're going to have to get settled down.
Yep, and we're going to have to prove we can hit a three-pointer outside to bring them out of this.
Sharp with it, right wing, gives Ashlock in the paint, shot no good, put back by Grant Strong, good. Clay County in front now, 2-0, 6-minute mark of the first quarter. Strong, such a long body, I guess he's probably around 6'3", probably not done growing, no telling how tall he's going to be. As Gunner Silk comes up with a steal, he goes coast to coast, misses the layup though. Rebound by Burris, Silk had so much momentum, he's a little too hard off the glass.
Yeah, didn't gather himself good on that last dribble.
Pig with it behind the arc. Cook's a little uncomfortable. Doesn't even dribble it. Hands off to Smith. Smith to Arroyo. I apologize if I'm not pronouncing Jordan Arroyo's name right. Thomas says I am. I did a good job. Arroyo with it. Hands off to Hardy. He's behind the key. Slow, methodical offensive set for the Blue Devil. Lots of weaving in and out. High post screens being set. Trying to find a good shot. They go to Smith in the corner. Kicks it over to Hardy. He fires from behind the arc. No good. Rebound going to be by Strong. Knocked out of bounds, though, by Smith. Clay County maintains possession. Strong, a guard, has the height of a post. He's going to be fun to watch over the next 3 years. Silk with it. Top of the key goes to Spivey. Another long, tall sophomore. He goes inside to Strong. Strong's posted Pig up. Kicks back out to Silk. Silk into the paint. Hands off to Ashlock. Ashlock underneath. Shots up good.
Great interior piping.
Good patience. Jake let the defender soar over his head. Then he went up with it. Spivey with good defense. Actually, a foul's going to be called. Jeff picks up his first personal of the contest. Also, Clay County's first team foul. 4:42 mark, low scoring affair so far. Clay County in front, 4-9. Arroyo to inbound for the Blue Devils. Works it in to number 30, that's Burris. He's at right wing, defended by Mason Sharp. Burris gives up to Arroyo. Back to Pig, who's at high post, defended by Ashlock, wants to drive, gets to right block, spins into the paint, shots up, no good, rebound Jake Ashlock. Ashlock pulls it down. Pass ahead to Spivey, who's a left block, back to Ashlock. Now to Gunner Silk, wide open three, knocked it down.
Knocked it down. Gunner's great at that.
Good
set. He gets
shooter.
Set and gets looked, yes. Great three-point set shooter.
Clay County starting to pull away here. They've got a three-possession lead, 7-9. Jackson County yet to dent the scoreboard halfway through this first quarter, 4:05 and ticking. Pig with it, right block, puts up the five-foot jumper, no good, rebound Strong. Strong comes across the timeline. Got a full head of steam. He'll be fouled by number 20, Aiden Smith. Smith's first personal.
You know, Strong's averaging about 7 rebounds a game, too, and I love it when he pulls down the board and starts the break, and he really goes at it with authority, doesn't he, Coach?
Yes, he does.
Grant Strong, basketball royalty in Clay County. His mom and dad, Tracy and Tricia Strong, of course, she was a Fox before marriage. Both of them outstanding players of their own right. His sister, Taylor, the second all-time leading scorer in Lady Bulldog history, graduated last year, and now he's starting to make his own mark in the annals of Bulldog history.
Three-point shot taken by Jackson County. Zayden Smith, no good. Rebound, Jake Ashcroft. Clay County had missed a shot down on their end. That's how Smith got it. Spivey underneath.
Good pass by Jake Ashcroft.
Little reverse layup by Jeffrey Spivey beneath the hoop. Clay County out to a 9-0 lead. 3:20 mark of the first quarter. Timeout taken. 30-second variety by Jackson County.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is back here to live action coming out of this 30-second timeout. 3:20 remains in the first quarter. Clay County, Thomas with a 9-0 lead.
They are, Daniel, and all the scoring has come from four different players already. 9-0, 9-0 run to start this game. You can't hardly beat that.
That's the thing about a Coach Edwards team. We've talked a lot about Grant Strong, and he is leading scorer. However, Ashcroft's in the high teens on his average. Gunner Silk's capable of putting up double digits.
Right,
Jeffrey Spivey also. So every player on the floor, I didn't even mention Mason Sharp,
that's
the three-point specialist.
Averaging double digits.
Right, all five players, offensive threats. You've got to guard them all. Clay Kenny with the basketball. Gunner Silk, right wing.
The 1-3-1 looks like now, Daniel.
Mason Sharp now left wing. Goes to Spivey, left corner, inside to Grant Strong. He dishes over to Ashcroft. Great ball movement. Three-pointer taken by Gunner Silk. No good. Spivey keeps the live put back. No good. Jackson County on the rebound. Burris across the timeline. Jackson County yet to score. Hands off to Pig behind the arc. He puts the ball to the floor. One dribble. Picks it up. Hands off to Hardy. Hardy now to number 13. Who is 13? I didn't write that down.
13 is Ramon Cuevas.
Ramon Cuevas. Interesting name for Jackson County. Is Chris Pig underneath working? I'll call him Raymond. Raymond Cuevas. Okay.
Cuevas.
Cuevas with a T.
V with a V.
Oh, a V. Cuevas. Sorry for that, folks.
The voice of the Blue Devils down here. I'm not quite sure what his name is, but he gave me the pronunciation.
And that's former head baseball coach Kevin King. Great guy. Chris Pig knocks down the free throw. I didn't see who committed the foul for Clay County.
I think it's on Jeff Spivey, his
Spivey
second one.
Picked up his second personal. Okay, looks like we see sophomore Eli Smith come to the scores table to check in. And it will be Spivey that comes out, so likely two personals on him.
He's been kind of snake bit the last couple of ball games with early fouls that look like are just kind of incidental things that.
Well, a player that hustles and digs deep is going to get some of those. We talked about Lauren Weaver during the girls' game. When you hustle and you fight for loose balls, you pick up some of those fouls.
You know, we've seen Spivey. If a team's got two post players, Spivey's a little undersized in there. He's got the height, but not necessarily the meat. And, but he battles well, doesn't he, Coach?
Yes, he does.
Kid.
Clay County then bound works into Mason Sharp. Sharp fires the three. His first of the night's good. Rattled in. Clay County in front, 12-2. 2 minutes remain in the opening quarter. Arroyo, left wing, goes inside to Cuevas. Cuevas, a pretty tall player, defended by the shorter Smith. Smith did a good job with the pressure. Maybe he can give it up to Burris at the top of the key. Burris drives right side, shot up, no good. Rebound, Grant Strong. Strong going to come across the timeline himself, try to get to the hoop. Shots up. Ooh, almost fell. No good. They call a travel. They did call a travel.
Strong.
I think Strong's got such a long stride, the official just didn't think he could physically cover that much ground with the step, but I believe he did safely.
Yeah, you know, we always talk about the speed of Tyreek Key with the basketball. You know, Grant Strong, maybe not the quickness, but I tell you what, he can get up and down the floor with that stride.
Chris Pig, top of the key. That brought the big man out of the paint a lot. He's kind of uncomfortable out there. I say that as he fires that 20-footer and banks it in. 12-4 now the score. Pig with all 4 points, I believe, for Jackson County. A minute 23 and taking. Jackson County comes up with a turnover, stolen away from the black and gold. Burris, top of the key, goes to Cuevas. Cuevas is jumper good. Jackson County on the run here. 12-6 the score. They cut it in half. A minute 10 and ticking.
A little half-court trap here, Daniel. A little 1-3-1 action. And gave Clay County Trouble on the first possession, but not this one.
Mason Sharp gets two more to his tally, five in the quarter for him, as we're under a minute to play. 14-6 the score, Coach.
It's a great, great start.
Burris walks across the timeline. He's defended by Sharp. Alec Curris checked into the contest. I'm not sure who went out. I guess Gunner Silk. Yes, Silk came out. Alec Curran, the freshman. We know all about him here on the Horizon Sports Network from the football season. What an outstanding player he was. Looks to translate that onto the hardwood. Freshman against freshman. Arroyo drives. Kerr going to get the foul. Shot was no good. Jordan Arroyo, who's a good-looking player himself, goes to the line to shoot two. On the floor for Clay County, Ashlock, Strong, Eli Smith, Kerr, and Sharp. Arroyo hits that one, makes it a 14-7 game. 30 and a half seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Grant Strong comes to the bench to rest the remainder of the quarter, get a breather. Gunner Silk checks back in for him. Second shot's away by Arroyo. He hits it pretty smooth from the line.
Nice-looking shot.
14-8 the score. Clay County will have to see if they play for one or want to shoot quick. Gunner Silk with it, crosses the timeline, left side, beats the trap, gets it to Kerr, fires the three, good-looking shot, short, gets it on rebound, dishes off to Smith. Smith to Ashlock High Post, now to Sharp. 12 seconds and ticking. Gunner Silk going to play for the last shot here. Kicks over to Sharp, 5 seconds, inside to Ashlock, spinner, kicks it back out to Silk, three-pointer away, no good. Buzzer sounds, no, before the buzzer, a foul call, 0.3 seconds on the clock. This foul going to be called against Burris. Jackson County's fourth team foul of the first quarter. Clay County with three. Eli Smith with 0.3 seconds, then mounting from beneath their own goal. Only a tip play can work. And they're going to say there was no shot. It was inbounded. First quarter ends. We'll take a short break. Clay County leads 14-8 over Jackson County at the end of one.
Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week or call it in at 243-444. Dale Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome you back to Gainesboro, where Clay County leads Jackson County 14-8, headed into the second quarter, and all five starters, Daniel, for Clay County are on the board, with Mason Sharp leading the way with five.
Typical of this squad, it's not a one-man show. Everybody can do their part, and so far they are. Jackson County with possession of the ball to start the second quarter. Burris at the top of the key feeds inside to Cuevas. Cuevas is shot up good. They call a foul on Eli Smith. I don't know how you could be more under control. Smith standing, feet still, arms straight up. But for whatever reason, they thought he was too aggressive.
I don't know. Sometimes you wonder.
You do, and I tell you something else. Eli Smith has been a great player off the bench along with Alec Kerr. Defensively, you know, he talked about Spivey getting in foul trouble the other night. Eli Smith came off the bench and played a big role.
Smith, great kid, son of Shane and Leslie Smith, went to school over at Hermitage Springs, kind of the leader of the squad over there for those guys during some of his years, and he's doing his part as a Bulldog here during his sophomore year. 7:35 on this second quarter clock. 14-10 the score. This one's tightened back up a little. Clay County jumped out to a 9-0 lead to start it, and Jackson County's battle back. Kevin Thomas, the head coach, does a nice job down here for him. Jake Ashlock adds two more to the tally on a nice inbound play, and he was fouled. Goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Your score now 16-10, awaiting Ashlock's free throw. On the court for Clay County, Eli Smith, Jake Ashlock, Grant Strong, Mason Sharp, and Gunner Silk.
How many foul shots in a row has Jake hit now?
I don't know. Several.
He hadn't missed one the last couple, three ball games.
He's getting into the Tyreek Key status there. Jackson County with it. Arroyo fires the three. No good. Oh. Whistles blow.
He's getting pretty picky down here, Daniel. That was basically Strong just holding himself to go up for that rebound. They call it pushing him back, and all he did was lay his hands on it.
We saw some pretty ticky-tacky stuff during the girls' game. It was consistent. And now a travel call. Perhaps a makeup call because Arroyo thinks he was fouled. 7:22 on the clock here in the second quarter. Clay County in front, 17-10. They do have possession of the basketball. Going to slow it down here.
The 1-2-2 action out front. Daniel is going to try to trap the corner again.
Cuevas there at the top of that 1-2-2. He's a good one to play there. Very long wingspan on him. Is a three-pointer taken by Mason Sharp. No good. Rebound, Ashlock. Put back good. There you
good
go.
Job.
You talked about Jake Ashlock's ability on the post, and we saw it
there. Yeah, yes.
Ashlock, a physical player. 6:55 and ticking. Another whistle blows. Oh, carrying the ball. Got his hand underneath it. Turned it over. Hadn't seen that one called in a while.
That's an unusual call anymore, isn't it?
It is. I think it's an infraction that's committed a lot, carrying the ball, but a lot of officials content to let it go. 6:50 and ticking, 19-10 the score. Black and gold in front over the Blue Devils. Grant Strong with it, 12-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, Gunner Silk, putback stripped out of his hands by Burris. Burris throws it down, crosses the timeline. Jackson County, a lot of height on their squad. Nobody in particular over maybe 6'4", but they've got several guys over the 6-foot mark. As do we, for that matter. Another turnover. Jackson County lost the handle of the basketball. Ashok inbounds to Silk. And still kind of what we were seeing in the early moments, Thomas. A lot of turnovers, a lot of back and forth. Still kind of a feeling out process here.
It is.
Gunner Silk drives inside. He
rolls it in.
Good.
Good move.
6:15 and ticking. Second quarter. 21-10. I guess I don't have to say in ticking as much as I do in football. It's always ticking in basketball. There's a timeout or something, you know. 6-minute mark.
Cuevas for two there, Daniel.
Cuevas for two. 21-12 the score. Clay County in front by nine. Silk hands off to Grant Strong. He drives right elbow. Shots up good. Beautiful shot. Had good elevation on his jump. Then he releases it.
Really an overlooked shot in basketball anymore.
Jackson County with possession. Hardy with it, working against Ashlock. Ashlock swats it out of his hand, and we're going to have a possession.
Good defense.
He didn't get a foul called. I think he got a clean hit on the ball, but it did look like a bit of a hack motion there. 5:40 and dwindling in this second quarter. Silk crosses the timeline on the floor for Clay County. Eli Smith, Grant Strong, Jake Ashlock, Gunner Silk, and Mason Sharp. Strong fires from three. No good. Rebound by Arroyo. The freshman comes across the court for Jackson County. Hands off to Burris. He fires a three. No good. Rebound Ashlock. Ashlock to Sharp. Sharp dishes off to Smith. Shot up good.
Good pass, Sharp.
Eli Smith off the assist of Mason Sharp. Scores from left block. Clay County in front by 13, 25-12. Clay County wanting to impose their will here. Coach Edwards has got up. Pacing the sideline. Wants to see his team pull on out away more. Cuevas with it. Hands off to Hardy. The senior resets the offense for Jackson County. Hands off to Arroyo. Gunner Silk all over him. He quickly gives it up. Gunner Silk, known as an outstanding defender, just another in a long line of Bulldogs. He times the most recent that's just able to completely cover a guy anywhere on the floor.
He does a great job at it. And Coach Edwards mentioned him in an interview tonight. You know, he's the one. He's the B.J. Emerton from last year. He's the one you put on no matter the size, no matter who they are. And you know, an outside scorer, and Gunner Silk is in their pocket.
Cuevas misses a shot. Rebound Grant Strong. He goes coast to coast. Shots up good. Beautiful. Not a lot of kids can do that. He made it look simple, but kind of did a crossover move, a finger roll layup.
And then a good body stretch to get it out and in.
Burris with it. Goes to Hardy. Hardy right at corner. Hands off back to Burris. Now to Smith. Smith to Arroyo. He fires the three. Going to be fouled. Oh, yep, going to be fouled. I thought he was going to see a travel call. I'm afraid the official heard me.
Got him on the,
changed his mind.
Got him on the follow-through, I believe, just a little bit. But
three free throws coming for Arroyo, who knocked down his last two. 27-12. Clay County in front by 15. Arroyo can cut it to 12 if he makes them all. Misses the first.
You know, Jackson County came out and cut this thing to a four-point ball game to start this second quarter, but Clay County's went on a run, Daniel, and stretched it back out. You know, that's what you want to see out of a team here.
Yeah, for sure, Thomas. Clay County, one thing I like about them, and maybe it's, this one's not being close. They've kind of maintained that at least six-point lead throughout, but if they do fall down, if it gets even, they don't sweat it. They stay calm and just keep playing ball. Arroyo hit his second, missed the third, so he's one of three on that series of free throws. Second quarter's halfway gone, 3:55 on the clock. Grant Strong with it, top of the key, hands off to Silk. Clay County in front by 14 points, 27-13. Kerr's on the floor. He's got it right wing. Dishes inside to Ashlock. Ashlock across the paint to Carson Sharp, younger brother of Mason, who's come out.
Attaboy, Alex.
Steal by Smith. Kerr comes down, steals it right back from him. The speed and quickness of Alex.
Good
Curry
shot, Gutter.
Rival.
Good pull-up.
It's not just on the gridiron, Daniel. He's been impressive all year long coming off the bench.
Steal by
one of those
throws. And throw it down by sophomore. Now, Thomas, somebody scored before that dunk. Who was it?
Gunner Silk.
So Gunner Silk added two. Grant Strong steals it, threw it down. Clay County with a commanding 18-point lead, 31-13. Timeout taken. 3:17 left in the second.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here at Jackson County High School, and we just watched Grant Strong throw down his second dunk of his young career, Daniel. He dunked one earlier on over the holiday break, and then he threw that one down with authority to give Clay County a 31-13 lead here with 3 minutes and 17 seconds to go in the second half, and that's what you like to see.
It is, you know, a dunk, yeah, it's worth 2 points, but it's worth so much more. The momentum, it always gets the crowd going. It's just something that can really, it's almost like a turnover in football. It's something that can take a game that's close and blow it out of proportion.
Well, you just see the momentum it creates for Strong. He's got a bounce in his step right now. You know, like I say, he had one earlier on, kind of threw it down, but not with that kind of authority. And, you know, Strong, all you need to do is dunk one a time or two, and then you know you can do it, and there's going to be more to come for Grant Strong.
And what I like to see with that is that anticipation builds from the fan base. More people come out. It's such a special place to see at the Class A level in Clay County, at least. You know, we've had several over the years that could do it, but not consistently. And Grant
the officials had to replace his whistle. He lost his pee out of his whistle, I believe.
Well,
Coach Brown had to bring him a spur.
A whistle malfunction. Clay County with possession of the basketball. Carson Sharp, right wing, tries to go inside to Grant Strong. Can't do it. Dishes off to Ashok. Back to Sharp. Sharp now works it inside the low post to Strong. He's working against Quavis. Dishes it back out to Kerr, who's at left wing. Kerr back to Silk. Silk to Sharp. Good ball movement. Ashok high post inside to Strong. Two-pointer good.
Another good interior pass.
Great vision there by Ashlock, who was at right elbow, saw the cutter, who was Grant Strong on the baseline, fed him, and he delivered. Arroyo comes down, misses, rebound by Strong. Strong really feeling it. 2:20 and ticking here. 20-point lead for Clay County. Strong makes it, makes it a 22-point lead. He missed that jumper, though. Rebound by Pig. Pig hands off to Arroyo. Pig had to set earlier. I think he got a little winded. The fast pace of this game got to him some. He is a force when he's on the floor, though, and he's back out there posting up now against Ashlock. Quavis, right corner, goes into Arroyo. Arroyo defended by Kerr. Kerr going to be called for the foul. I believe that's going to be two for Alec. And that's okay. You know, you're setting let's say Eli Smith and Alec Kerr are kind of one guy. Well, that's 10 fouls those two guys have got between them. They're kind of interchangeable as that sixth man defensively, so they can play pretty aggressive.
They can, and they do.
Aurelia misses the free throw. He got to shoot one because Jackson County now in the bonus due to Clay County's 17 fouls. Clay County now with it. Grant Strong, top of the key. Surveys the defense. Gives it off to Silk. Coach Edwards up. Tells a little instruction out to his point guard. He puts the ball in motion to Kerr. Now back to Silk. Now to Sharp. Fires the three. Yeah.
Got it.
Second three-pointer from Mason Sharp. Both of them came from that right wing spot. Minute 23. Hardy with it. Left block. Travel call. Clay County starting to impose their will. 36-13 to score, and we see John Hamilton check into the contest for the first time. On the floor for Clay County, senior Mason Sharp, sophomore Eli Smith, sophomore Carson Sharp, freshman John Hamilton, who is a large body out there, and junior Gunner Silk. John Hamilton, a freshman, he's just starting to grow, folks. He's already standing around 6'2", maybe 6'3". He grew so quickly in junior high, I think he lost a little of his coordination. That's coming back to him. And he's going to be a special player during his 4 years as a Bulldog. Started on the offensive line in football at right tackle, mainly due to lack of depth in that spot. Coach Johnson wanted to use him as a tight end because he's got great hands, and here he is playing basketball. Gunner Silk drives, misses his shot, going to be pulled down by Cuevas.
You know, talked about Smith and Kerr coming in off the bench. Hamilton's played a big role already this season, too, Daniel, on the hardwood. He's come in to spell Jake Ashlock when we've needed it as Aurora gives to the line again and gets fouled here by Carson Sharp. But, again, John Hamilton playing a big role for this team already as a freshman.
Well, we're guard heavy on this squad, and I know another guy who was going to play a big role was Keaton Arms on that low post. Latest information I've heard on him is he's got a potential foot surgery coming up. He may not see action the rest of the year.
Yeah, unfortunate for Arms. I think he got injured in that South Pittsburgh
second-round
playoff game, and he tried to battle through it and just knew something wasn't right. And, you know, we're going to miss him because he was that second Jake Ashlock, you know, coming off the bench. But that's the role Hamilton's been playing, and he's been doing it well.
25 seconds, Gunner Silk, top of the key. Aurelia hit one of those free throws, 36-14 the score. Clay County in front by 22. Eli Smith with it, back to Silk. Silk wants to drive, back out. Nice screen set by Hamilton.
That's pretty good screen there.
Mason Sharp does Silk, and it's good. Three-pointers here in the first half for Mason Sharp, two in this quarter. And the first half does expire. Clay County with a nice second quarter. They take a big lead. 39-14 here at the half.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Bonnie Shop Halftime Show, the boys' version here in Gainesboro, where Clay County leads Jackson County 39-14. They took control here in this second quarter on a momentum play. Grant Strong threw down a dunk, the second of his career. He's got 10 points here in the first half. Mason Sharps nailed three-pointers in the half. He's got 11, and they outscored the Blue Devils 25-6 in the second quarter to take this 25-point halftime lead. Also, Jake Ashlock inside, 7 points. Gunner Silk hit a three. He's got 7 in the half. Jeffrey Spivey had a bucket, and Eli Smith scored for Clay County. For Jackson County, Jordan Aurora has 4 at the half. Raymond Cuevas, 6. And Chris Pig has 4. So the Clay County defense taking control of this one, and then in the second quarter, Sharp and Strong pouring it on for your halftime score of 39-14. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network in Gainesboro. Clay County leading by 25 points, 39-14 here at halftime. Coach Watson, we have a pretty special event coming up on January the 17th, which is a Friday, at the Gordonsville home basketball game. We'll be inducting our 10th class of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. And that's something I know that's very special to you, you along with Bobby Westmore and some other guys kind of from the start during the past decade saw this thing begin and grow. You've been involved with it. You were one of the members nominated and inducted in that very first class.
Yeah.
We've got five new members, and they are your brother-in-law, Gary J. Strong, Deanna Donaldson Pugliot, Sailor Walden, John Clark Donaldson, and Kenny Garrett. So a group of five great balance. Yes.
Great balance.
It is. We got males and females, football players, basketball players, a heritage member with John Clark Donaldson. So, folks, we encourage you, if you can, come out to that Gordonsville game on January 17th to cheer those five local legends on. They were nominated. They were voted on by the current members of the Hall of Fame. They were voted on by their peers, and they were selected. Of course, Gary J. Was an outstanding athlete that you coached in the mid-70s, graduated in 1975. He went on to be the head high school coach at Coulton High School, along with a lot of other jobs that he's done.
He was my assistant for a couple of years.
Right. He restarted the baseball program in the early 80s after it went away. And currently he's the girls' volleyball head coach at Clay County High School. So he was put in. You move on to Deanna Donaldson. She was one of the great guards, point guards, of the tail end of the Joe Sims era. That first time before he took a hiatus, Deanna went on and had an outstanding collegiate career where I think she led the nation in free throw average percentage, over 90% free throw shooting.
JCA, junior college.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she was outstanding. You move on to talk about Sager Walden, primarily known for his basketball ability, scored over 1,200 points in his career. Coach Edwards had nominated him. He was somebody he felt was highly worthy of that status. And the other members of the Hall of Fame thought so. Kenny Garrett, just a force defensively in football in the late 80s. He was the all-time leading tackler at Salina High School. He got voted in. And then you finish off with John Clark Donaldson, just one of the class act citizens of Clay County. Clay County's first and only veterinarian for all of my life. A great football player in the late 50s.
Yes, he
played
was.
On some good teams.
Yeah.
He was all up at Cumberland Conference and serves for, you may know how many years, probably 30 years as chairman of the school board,
right? Yeah, a number of years. Served
so,
graciously served. A great school board member.
Very
much interested in the school system.
A very strong class. 10 years in, we still have quality members that were inducted into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. So here we are, folks. Third quarter action starting. Clay County with that 25-point lead, 39-14. 7:46 on the clock, and it is stopped as the ball's been out of bounds. Clay County, not Clay County, but Jackson County is going to inbound. Arroyo works it into Burris. Burris to Hardy. Hardy at the top of the key. He's defended by Spivey. Hands back off to Arroyo, who's defended by Silk inside the pig. His shot up, no good. Rebound, Grant Strong. Jake Ashlock with good post presence defense to throw off the shot of pig. Athletic move by Strong. He can't hit the shot he came in with, but he will be fouled and go to the line and shoot two. They've got a defensive-minded coach. I know that's his philosophy. He wants to control that side of the ball. I've heard him say before, sometimes your shot may be off, and you may have a bad night on offense, but you control the hustle of your defense, and you control that. And that's something that Coach Edwards' squads always do, as you just chronicled. Jackson County back with possession. Strong hit one of those free throws. 40-14 now to score. Smith with it, top of the key. Dishes off to Arroyo, left wing. Now back to Burris. Fires the three. No good. Rebound by Hardy. He's defended by Spivey and Ashlock, and Hardy's going to lose the ball out of bounds. Nice job by the senior and the sophomore forcing the turnover.
Good job not reaching in and getting that third foul.
Well, it was. That's right. Spivey playing with two. I don't think any Bulldog has more than two, so I'm pretty safe at this point in that regard. Strong with it on the offensive end. Dishes in the paint. Ashlock shot up. No good. Rebound Pig. Pig with a power dribble. Kicks it off to Smith. Now to Arroyo, left wing, defended by Silk. Inside to Pig. Ashlock gets his hand in the way of the pass. Knocks it out of bounds. 6:33 in the third. 40-14 the score. Blue Devils to inbound from beneath their own hoop. Pig with the jumper from left elbow. Knocked it down. Silky smooth.
I guess you call that a jumper. One of his feet came off the ground.
6:20. Clay County 40, Jackson County 14 after Pig knocks that one down. Spivey with it. Left wing drives into the paint. Has it knocked out of his hands by Smith. Arroyo picks up the loose ball. Brings it down to the Blue Devil end. Burris fires the three. No good. And we're going to have a foul called, I think, by Ashlock. Got a little physical with Pig down low. And to be honest, you got to. Ashlock's actually a little bit shorter, I think, than Pig. Half inch or so. And Pig's got him quite a bit on the weight side. It has been a good match down there. Pig inside, shot up, missed that one. Ashlock with the rebound. It's been a good match, but Ashlock winning that battle at this point. Black and gold with the basketball now after the Ashlock rebound. Silk works to Sharp, Sharp to Strong. He goes baseline, spins into the paint. Shot up, no good off the glass, rebound Pig. Pig works ahead to Burris. However, Burris can't get it. Silk does. Strong baseline again. It's going to be a blocking call. A foul called against Chris Pig. Strong, very explosive move to the basket. And Pig looks to be shaking up on the play. Strong had elevated so high, it could be that his knee or at least his hip bone may have hit Pig in the face.
That's getting to be a problem with all basketball anymore. Are the kids laying around the basket not really playing defense, and the offensive guy comes in and hits them? I don't know how you clean that up, but, you know, they're not really playing defense.
Well, I think that's why you see the block call here.
I know we've got the line in college
here.
Ball, you know, if you're inside, or in the pros, if you're inside that line and standing there, you know, it's a foul on you.
Right.
I don't know. We may have to come up with something that because it's getting dangerous because we have so many of our players anymore that are taking the ball to the basket blindly and, you know, and really running over people and looking at that 50-50 call. Do I get a charge or do I get a foul shot?
Right.
And it's kind of hurting the ball game just a little bit now.
That's a great point, Coach. Pig finally back up. Appears to be okay. Strong's going to be at the line to shoot two.
The basket was good, Daniel, I think. Should be an and-one attempt here.
Well, that's correct. I'm glad you're here to keep things straight, Thomas. Basket was good. Strong in the line to shoot one, and it is good. Completes the three-point play. Clay County in front, 43-16. Clay County turnover. Mason Sharp.
Good job,
it
Mason.
On the inbound. Puts it in. He's fouled. He goes to the line. Clay County with opportunity to have a six-point swing in about 1 second of play clock. You kind of see the body language of the Blue Devils starting to show that they're giving up a little bit in this one, Coach. Clay County kind of putting it to them.
Yeah.
Sharp misses that and one. He'll only have 2 points as Quavis pulls down the rebound, gives it up to Smith. Clay County in front by 29 points, 45-16. Another Blue Devil turnover, and it's the fine Bulldog defense that the pressure there getting in the passing lane creates it. Ashlock inbounds to Silk. They have flipped into the floor, of course, at halftime. Clay County shooting at the hoop to our left. Jackson County, the hoop to our right. Silk with it, top of the key. Sets the offense, rather. Kicks to Sharp.
Oh,
Sharp tried to go inside to Ashlock. Couldn't find him. Goes back to Silk. Silk tries to go inside to Spivey. Couldn't get it there. Now Ashlock, high post. Gives to Strong. Strong wants to go baseline. Cut off by Hardy. Backs back out. Throws across to Spivey. Good for two.
Good pass. I think it's unintentional, but it's a good pass.
Good assist by Strong. Spivey has four now on the night. Spivey comes up with a turnover of his own, and we're going to have a foul called against Arroyo. Spivey had got possession of the ball, then Arroyo going to be called. Black and gold has just become a nightmare for the Blue Devils here. We've got three consecutive turnovers down here in the Jackson County offensive backcourt. Inbound play to Spivey, giving
good
six,
cut,
two
Jeff.
More points. 4:45 and dwindling here in the third quarter. 49-16 to score, and this one's honestly starting to get a little ugly. Cuevas travels with it. Jackson County get real sloppy. They did a good job during the first quarter maintaining the black and gold advance, and the tide has turned officially now.
It has. You know, Coach Thomas down here, he's done everything he could possibly do here tonight as far as defensively. You've seen him run everyone in the book. You know, 1-3-1, a trap, full court press, 2-3 zone, and man, and nothing's working against this Clay County attack.
Well, like you mentioned, when you're lethal and potent from all aspects of the offense, where do you attack it? You know, I guess that's why we've seen so many different schemes. Foul's going to be called against Hardy. And Grant Strong will go to the line to shoot two. 15 foul on Jackson County in this third quarter. Clay County in front by 33 points, 49-16. Boys, next action will be Friday night from Pickett County up in Burgetown. We'll be there to call it live. Strong misses the first free throw. Likely to be a little bit more competition Friday night.
I caught the second half of a game over Livingston the other night coming back from up at Jamestown, and that was a tremendous ball game with them in Livingston. I think Pickett finally won it on maybe by 1 point. And
good win.
Yes, it was.
Strong hits that second free throw. Head coach up at Burgetown, Joseph Amonette, of course, the alumni from up there that played college ball at Wake Forest. He's got twin sons, correct, that are on the squad. Sophomores, I believe. And they're a pretty good basketball team, have good leadership. Strong fires a three, no good. Rebound Eli Smith, he dishes off to Ashenock, put back, good. Jake Ashenock adding two more to his tally. 52-16 now the score. On the floor for Clay County, Eli Smith, Alec Kerr, Jake Ashenock, Jeff Spivey, and Grant Strong. Jackson County misses the layup. Ashenock pulls down the rebound. Dishes inside to Eli Smith. He goes cross court to Strong. Strong baseline, kicks out to Spivey. Spivey to Ashenock. Ashenock down low to Strong. He's defended by Cuevas. Dumps it off to Ashenock. Ashenock to Smith. Shot no good.
Good cut.
Good
just
ball movement.
Just didn't get the finish.
Foul called on Ashenock. 2 points good for Eli Burris. We're going to see Carson Sharp come in. I'm satisfied he'll get Ashenock. No, he gets Kerr. .326 remaining in the third. Clay County 52. Jackson County currently 18. Give them 19 now as Burris knocks that one down. Eli Smith going to run the point. Carson Sharp checked into the game. Alec Kerr set down. So we've got Ashenock, Smith, the younger Sharp, Spivey and Strong. Spivey with it, right wing. Back to Smith. Smith to Sharp. High post to Ashenock. Back to Spivey. Fires the three. A little bit short, off the rim, rebound Burris.
Jeff won the three-point shooting contest up at York the other day. I think maybe hit 10 three-pointers in about 30 seconds.
Something
he's
going
to do that one of these nights in a ball game for us.
Something that Clay County's done 2 years in a row. I know Katie Arms last year on the girls and Spivey this year with the boys. Long two-pointer taken by Brady Adams. Knocks it down for Jackson County. Clay County back with it. The gym's got kind of flat here as Clay County's pulled out of this big 31-point lead. I guess we've got a little flat here on the broadcast, too. That happens to us. Ashenock with it in the paint. Kicks out to Strong. He fires a three. Give it to him. Grant Strong's done it inside. He's done it outside. He's done it on the defensive end. He is a complete player, and he's showing it tonight. Coach Edwards emptying a portion of his bench, sending in Mason Sharp, Gunnar Silk, Alec Kerr, and John Hamilton. All of them have been in the game as we see Eli Burris, the junior for the Blue Devils, get 3 points on his end. Carson Sharp, left wing, drives inside, kicks it out to Strong. He fires a long three. Yes. Very smooth. He's a natural.
It's a good-looking shot.
150 and ticking. Clay County in front by 34 points. 58-24. Cuevas with it in the paint. Goes back outside to Hardy. Hardy shots away. Give him three. Blue Devils coming alive. Too little too late. Perhaps so for them. This Clay County has a commanding 31-point lead. Thomas, you've been quiet over there. Anything to say?
Well, Daniel here lately have been busy writing down threes.
There we go.
Spivey. There's another one.
3 points for Jeffrey Spivey. 61-27 now the score. Each team kind of taking turns firing from behind the arc. We saw the girls do that earlier in the contest. There's another travels called against Jackson County. This is a Jackson County squad who I don't think they're too upperclassmen heavy. They started two seniors, Aiden Smith and Jacob Hardy. They've got a good head coach. A little bit of a down year for them. They've got some good pieces, though. Clay County just so strong again this year.
They are, Daniel, and we talked about it. Across the board, this team doesn't have much of a weakness, you know. And if they do, if somebody's off just a little bit, you know, we see these seniors step up down the stretch. We saw, you know, Strong's leading the way with 20-something points a game, you know. But he has some times where he's off just a little bit. And that's when the seniors take over. That's when Jake Ashlock takes it upon himself, puts it in his hands, and makes things happen. And then Mason Sharp knocking down the shots. So you've got it all. You know, you've got the young talent, you've got the senior leadership, and you got the scrappers on defense. So they're a formidable foe.
They've
got a shot to do some great things.
I could almost argue, Thomas, that from some aspects, this squad is a better team than last year's team. That's hard to, I know that's hard to say, maybe hard for some listeners to hear with all that senior talent we had last year with Kimes and Silk and Woodcock and Everton and all the others. But this is a different team, but every bit is dangerous, every bit is good.
Right.
20 seconds remain here in the third quarter. 61-29 the score. Clay County with the basketball. Alec Kerr, top of the key. Clay County playing for the last shot. Screen set by John Hamilton. Kerr feeds it. Pick and roll for Hamilton. He's going to be fouled by Cuevas.
Basket good.
7.2 on the clock. Clay County going to be inbounding from beneath their own goal. It's a 6-team foul against Jackson County here in this third quarter. Inbound play was designed for Hamilton. Couldn't be connected with, though. Cuevas catches it instead, and Hamilton picks up the personal foul. Kind of set John up for failure there on that one. Nothing really he did wrong. The pass from Sit was just short, so he automatically gets the foul call. 5 seconds. Jackson County inbounds. Stacy has it. Fires a long three. No good. We're at the end of three. Clay County commandingly in front by 32 points, 61-29.
Today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Fourth and final quarter underway. Clay County with the basketball. We have went back to those original five starters, Gunner Silk, Mason Sharp, Grant Strong, Jeff Spivey, and Jake Ashok. Turnover to open up the quarter for the black and gold, though. Went off the foot of Ashok. Blue Devils with it. This one's all but over, though, Coach. Jackson County with the basketball. Adams with it right wing. Dishes off to Burris. He fires a three from the top of the key. No good. Rebound Grant Strong. Pushes quickly across the timeline. Shoots a jumper from free throw range. Did not hit it. Got his own rebound, though. Back to Ashlock. Now to Silk. He fires a three right wing. Good. Gunner Silk, I think that's his third three-pointer on the contest. Mason Sharp also has three.
Thomas is shaking his head at me. That must be the second.
That's the second. That gives him double digits, though, Daniel. That's 10 on the night for Silk.
Stacy has it. Top of the key for Jackson County. Dishes inside to Quavis. His shot's up good. Quavis, pretty good ball player. They do. Quavis, Aurelia, both of them look the part, do a pretty good job. Yeah, it is. Jackson County turns it over again. Could have been against the same player, I'm not sure. Looks like Grant Strong and Jake Ashlock, along with Gunner Silk, check out likely for the last time tonight. 6 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in this one. Coach Edwards likely going to leave those starters down. We'll have to see. 64-31. Jackson County with the ball. Jeffrey Spivey has a block on the play. They end up calling it a jump ball. Stacy's inbound is the possession arrow. Was in favor of the Blue Devils. Ball's worked in to Adams. He works against Smith. Running jumper, actually not a jumper, a little underhand layup was good. 6.5 minutes remain. Clay County in front by 31. Smith runs the point. On the floor for Clay County, Jeffrey Spivey, Eli Smith, Mason Sharp, John Hamilton, and Alec Kerr. Hamilton with it underneath. Shots up, no good. Rebound, Quavis. Quavis comes back to his end. Pulls up at right wing. Dishes across to Stacy. Stacy to Adams at left wing. Back to Hardy out top. Hardy defended by Eli Smith. Smith does a nice job. Going to have a personal foul called against number 4, Spivey, his third personal. Ball inbounded for Jackson County. Jumpers up. I believe it was Burris. Yes, Burris, he is the leading scorer for Jackson County. I'm not sure what his tally is, but he has scored the most. I know that.
Daniel, he didn't have a bucket until the third quarter, and now he's got 10, the only player in double digits.
Spivey inside in the paint. He'll be fouled. They did call the shot good. He'll go to the line for the and one, try to complete the three-point play. Bryce Bailey checks in for the first time. Younger brother of Ben Bailey, one of those 7 seniors from last year's squad. Spivey misses the free throw. Rebounded by Jackson County. Blue Devils with it. Long three-pointer fired from the left corner by Adams. And he knocks it down. Kerr with it inside for Clay County. His shot's up good. Quickly came down. Alec Kerr on late-foot jumper. Stacy with it. Left wing for Jackson County. Dishes off to another. I'll have to get a few names from Thomas, perhaps, as we get the final minutes. I didn't write down all of the roster for Jackson County. Just the primary 7 or 8 players, and they have went to the bench. Personal foul call against Eli Smith as Jimmy Burchett checks in for the first time. Let's reset the personnel for Clay County on the floor. Jimmy Burchett, Bryce Bailey, John Hamilton, Alec Kerr, and Jeffrey Spivey. Inbound play for Quavis is good. He dumps it in from right in front. And Jackson County's cut it back to 28 from under 30. Bryce Bailey gets it back
good
to 30.
Good follow-up.
Bryce Bailey, another freshman. He's built very similar to Strong and Spivey. Really tall, really long. Just a good frame for basketball. Jackson County with it. They have it at left block, low post. Quavis now backs back out. Shoots a long two. No good. Actually, I think it was a pass trying to feed Stacy inside. Kerr going to pick up another foul. I think that's 4 on him, perhaps. Three personals. Carson Sharp checks in. Kerr comes to the bench. .315 and dwindling here in this contest. Clay County's been in control since that mid-second quarter run. We saw Grant Strong come up with the big slam dunk midway through the second, and ever since then, the momentum's just been all black and gold.
It has, Daniel. They pretty much had control at that time. I think they were leading maybe 29-13, so up 16. threw it down, made it an 18-point ball game, and it just went from there. I think he scored about six in a row right there after that, and got it out to 20, and it's been all Clay County since, as you said.
2:45 remains. Jimmy Burgett drives inside, shot up from left block, no good. Rebounded by Cuevas. On the floor for Clay County, Carson Sharp, Heath Hensley, Joseph Markham, Bryce Bailey, and Jimmy Burgett. Two more points for a Blue Devil. It was Davis on the basket. Bryce Bailey, left wing, drives the high post, kicks it out to Burgett, top of the key. Burgett now to Carson Sharp. Sharp circles around, spins into the paint, dishes up to Heath Hensley. He scores! Left block. Heath Hensley adds 2 points. Hensley played a lot during the preseason. There were only seven or six guys playing preseason basketball because so many of these guys play football. They went to the second round of the playoffs, so Hensley and Bailey got a lot of time, Thomas, in the early fall before the season officially started.
They did. I think Eli Smith was starting at that time.
Yep.
You know, that's the thing about it. This junior varsity team could beat a lot of high school teams, Daniel. I think they're undefeated in JV play, and they put up a lot of points as Sharp scores one.
Carson Sharp adds 2. Don't be confused. Not Mason. It was Carson. Minute and a half remains. Clay County in front by 30, 74-44. Jackson County with the ball. And Carson Sharp with a great defensive play. Coach, he came in there. He plays running back in football. Looks like he was taking away a handoff.
I'm looking for a fumble on the handoff.
Mm-hmm. Nice play by Carson.
And I believe they lifted both his feet off the floor.
Possession arrow in favor of Clay County. They'll take it. Markham inbounds to Jimmy Burgett. Burgett runs the point. Drives inside. Dishes back out to Markham. Markham drives. Kicks it back to Carson. Carson a little stutter step. Drives to high post. Loses the handle. Bryce Bailey gets the loose ball. Under a minute to play. 45 seconds. Bailey drives low. Kicks out wide to Sharp. Sharp drives into the paint. Bailey scores on the cutter.
Good pass.
Sharp started to come back out. Bailey cut in, found him. Bryce Bailey adds 2. Half a minute remains. Stacy fires a long 3 for Jackson County. No good. Rebounded by Jimmy Burchett. He's quickly ahead to Carson Sharp. Sharp with the layup good, and he was fouled. They're calling an offensive foul. A charge, Thomas, against Carson Sharp.
I don't know how they came up with that, Daniel. He made the shot, and he was sidling on the baseline, but we'll go with it.
3 seconds remain, and a shot taken and hit by Jackson County at the buzzer. Good for 3 for your final score. 29-point differential. Jackson County 47, Clay County 76. Stay with us for our postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud of. proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Folks, we're back here on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. So glad you joined us for our first broadcast of Lady Bulldogs and Bulldog Basketball during this 2020 season. Girls were big winners, 65-43, getting to 10-6 on the year, 4-1 in the district. Boys, even bigger winners, 76-47 to get to 14-2 on the season overall, 4-1 in district 6A play. I know right now at this point, Thomas, you want to break down and talk about stats in that boys game.
That'll work. Let's do the wrap-up for the boys game. You know, the final score, like I said, 76-47. But, Daniel, it was pretty close early, just 14-8. Clay County led at the end of the first quarter. It was all about that second quarter when Clay County blew it open, and it came behind a 25-6 quarter. They put up 25 points and held Jackson County to just 6. And the momentum swing came from sophomore Grant Strong. Threw down that dunk. I believe that's his second of his career, and scored, let me count them up, I didn't even do it, 8 points almost in a row there, Daniel, to push it out to a 20-point lead at halftime, or before halftime. They got it to 25 on a Mason Sharp three-pointer at the buzzer, 39-14 at halftime, and that's when Clay County kind of took control, wasn't it, Coach?
Yes, they did. They never looked back in this one. But now you have to give Jackson County a little bit of a hand there. They had a good enough team until we really couldn't put our full second team in against them.
That's
so that they showed that there toward the end, because they can score points and they got some good basketball players. It's just that our first team was just a notch above what they were.
They're on the cusp. They're a 500 squad, and we kind of saw that. They're close to being good.
Right, but to hold a team to 14 first half points. We talked about it. Coach Edwards, defensive coach, defensive first. He's always had a lot of scores, people that can score the basketball, but he coaches his guys up to shut people down, and that's what they did. They held them to 14 first half points. Nobody in double figures until late, Daniel. You saw Burris score 10 for them all in the second half, and then Cuevas ended up with 14 in the game. He had eight, in the fourth quarter. Brady Adams had 7. Jordan Arroyo had 4, Jacob Hardy scored 3, Justin King 3, and Big Chris Pig, Jake Ashlock, pretty much shut him out, 6 points on the night.
It is a good effort. In my opinion, Pig's somebody who's capable of being a consistent double-digit scorer if he's not well defended down there.
Yeah.
And Ashlock did. He used his size and his superior athleticism to take care of that.
And here's what's impressive about Clay County, too. We know Strong's a leading scorer. He had 21 on the night. all five starters almost had double figures. Jaxlock only had 9 points, but Mason Sharp had 13, Gunner Silk had 10, and Jeffrey Spivey 11, with Strong leading the way with 21. So all five starters getting close to double digits, that's hard to stop.
And I wonder how many assists we had. We had some good assists tonight.
Well, I tell you what.
You start tracking that, Coach.
If I didn't have so much to do, I'd try to keep up with him. But I tell you who does, Mr. Andrew Meadows. He sends out a report after every game.
Yeah.
I don't see how he does it. He keeps up with everything. So we'll have that available. Alec Kerr had 2 off the bench. Eli Smith 2. Carson Sharp 2. Bryce Bailey had 4 points. And Heath Hensley had 2 to round out the scoring for Clay County in their 76-47 win.
Thomas, you're going to have to remind me, do we play one set of ads here, then we come back and wrap it up, correct? We'll do that, folks. We're going to play one more set of ads. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Well, guys.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burden.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a preview of Clay County's upcoming schedule from analyst Thomas Weaver, and final words from your host as we wrap up the Farm Bureau Postgame Show after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back one last time here on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. As we said, girls won tonight 65-43, boys 76-47, both Clay County teams coming down here for the first clash of the Cumberland on the season and coming away winners. We'll go ahead at this time and announce the TDS top performers from tonight's game. And what's curious about these, both of them have something in common, that being they played major roles at a key point in the contest to help put their team over the top. Each squad had a host of players we could have chosen, but we kind of went with that element tonight.
In games like this, they're both blowouts, so you have to go back and look at what got you there, you know, the runs you made to when the tide turned. And I think that's why, you know, even though Katie Arns and Rachel Kofus both had 19 points tonight and played great just like they have night in and night out.
Yep.
I think, like you said, we need to go with Eliza Jenkins. She had a breakout game tonight, really. Made 2 3-pointers and scored another bucket. 8 straight points in that 12-0 run to start the second quarter for Clay County. They got them out to that 26-9 lead. You know, Jackson County kind of hung on early in the first, but that 12-0 run turned the tide in this ball game, and Eliza Jenkins was a big part of that.
It did. Did you mention the 2 3-pointers she knocked down during that span?
Knocked down the 2 threes and scored another bucket, scored 8 points out of the 12 to get Clay County rolling.
Had a nice moment that I would love to see start to be replicated. If we can add points from somebody like an Eliza, somebody like a Lauren Weaver, an Abby Head, just somebody else along with Copus and Arms is 19 like that as we did tonight, we're going to win a lot of games.
We are, and you know, this all came without our leading scorer, Briley Burchett, of course, and that's where Eliza Jenkins' effort and honestly her scoring tonight, 10 points, I think she tied a career high. A few weeks back, she also had double figures. So, good game for the sophomore, along with the entire team.
On the boys' side, if you were listening to the broadcast, I think you know. If you were here in the stands, I know you know. Because during the second quarter, Grant Strong stole a pass, stepped in front of it,
He took it coast to coast, Thomas, and he threw down a slam dunk with authority that put life into his teammates, into himself, into us, and into the crowd.
He does, and don't get me wrong, it was just one play, but Grant is an electric player. You know, you got the consistency and the heart and the grit of Jake Ashlock and Mason Sharp down low, and you got the excitement of Grant Strong.
Right.
And, again, I saw him dunk one earlier this year, just barely kind of got it over the rim, but we'll call it his first.
Got a baby dunk.
There was no question about that one. He tomahawked it, Daniel, and got this crowd fired up, got the momentum going. Again, the Blue Devils kind of came back there. We got out to a 9-0 lead in the first quarter, if you'll remember. They cut it to a four-point ball game there in the second, and then that's when Grant Strong came on. He scored, I think, 8 or 10 of his game-high 21 there in the second, including that dunk, and that was the turning point in this ball game that put the Blue Devils away.
Folks, tonight's top performers on the girls' side, Eliza Jenkins, boys' side, Grant Strong, and they were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Next time we're on air will be this coming Friday up in Byrdstown to have another round of big District 6A matchups in both games with a lot of implications towards postseason seeding. One more time, final score, girls, 65-43 in favor of the black and gold. And on the boys' side, Clay County 76, Jackson County 47. Final thoughts, Thomas?
It's a good night. Anytime you can walk away with two wins against the Blue Devils, it's a good night.
I agree. Well, until this coming Friday, when we'll be live from Byrdstown, for Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing all of you a good night.